The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for your high school football game of the week on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7, online at mscsports.net. Our pregame coverage is brought to you exclusively by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Online at kwu.edu. Pregame coverage begins right after these messages.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, on the air at 93.7 FM, online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Pre-game coverage of high school football on the MSC Sports Radio Network is brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Online at kwu.edu. Kickoff is just moments away on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Strong Body Shop in Atchison is here for all your auto body needs. From door dings to scratches or full-on crashes, we are here to help you out. Give us a call at 367-2457 to schedule your free estimate. Here at Strong's, we are cheering on Trey, Jaden, and the Phoenix football team as they tackle the playoffs. Go get them, boys!
Welcome to Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, where tonight Class 4A football playoff action continues as the Atchison Phoenix play host to the Tonganoxie Chieftains. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the K-Radio Sports Studio. Gus Counts with me here in the booth. Tom Counts, great to have you along with us. As Gus, a couple of teams who are very good coming together in front of a great crowd, perfect football night. Tell you what, it's hard to get any better than this. Mid-November high school football playoff.
I was going to say, there's nothing better than, yeah, here we are nearing Veterans Day and you're still playing high school football. It's a great feeling. You have two teams coming into today's ball game with not a lot of recent games against each other, but they play some recent opponents, right? Atchison has played some of these Frontier League opponents. We started the year off in week one against a Frontier opponent as Atchison knocked off Ottawa 48-42. They beat Bonner last week, or 2 weeks ago. Eudora last week, and now here comes the Chieftains of Tonganoxie.
And I tell you what, if you're out here looking for game gear and apparel, if you're coming in blue or green or orange, you're not fitting in. It's all red here tonight, the Chieftains and the Phoenix, all red across the stands. It's a great sight. The flip of the coin has been won by Tonganoxie, and they have elected to defer to the second half. So you'd expect head coach Jim Smith and the Phoenix to be putting their kick return unit out on the field to begin things here tonight. And
can I tell you, Coach Smith won the toss. He's probably taking the football anyway. Put the strength of your team out front early. Get out, because here's the deal. This Atchison team is a great balanced team, right? The offense is pretty good. The defense is really good. So, again, you are not 10-0 and have a soft spot.
No, and again, the Atchison offense, we've just marveled all season as they scored numbers like 48, 63, 77, 54, 63, 64, 42, 66, 56, and 50. I mean, just phenomenal, phenomenal numbers. But for Tonganoxie, 34, 38, 49, 52, 40, 45. I mean, they could roll up some points. Now, it's going to take some points to win here tonight.
Yeah. I think that, the team that wins this game is going to have to be 40-ish, right? For Tonganoxie, they're going to run the ball a little bit more than we've seen out of teams this season. They really lean on their running back, Colton Brunsven. He has about 1,500 rushing yards this season.
The Chieftains are going to put Jackson McWilliams getting that ball on the tee. He's a 5'11", 179-pound senior kicker. And the single man back deep for Atchison, it'll be Zamar Hernandez. He's filling in for the Phoenix back at the Atchison 5. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. 4A football. The kick is away. It's a monster kick. Zamar from the goal line, and here he comes. Straight up the middle. Crosses the 10. Bounces outside. Hit. Gets his balance back across the 15 down to the 18-yard line. Superb kick coverage by Tonganoxie.
Yeah, so Zamar took that thing at the goal line, decided to bring it out, and I'm okay with that because Zamar is such a great playmaker. Able to do something with it. That time he's just shy of the 20. Atchison is going to start this first possession of the ball game at their 18.
And before we get underway, it's my pleasure to remind you that this game is being brought to you by this station as advertisers and the member high schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of CARE Radio and the KSHSAA. Here comes the Phoenix offense. The quickly is going to shift in, bring everybody in tight. Now they're going to shift three players over to the left side. First down. Quarterback's going to keep it. Booting to the left edge is going to be Trey Carter. Gets to the corner, crosses the 20, up to the 25, and just short of the first down marker. That's a 9-yard Trey Carter gain on the first down. Tackled by Brendan Briley.
So Brendan Briley is the guy who's going to play that linebacker, kind of slide into the secondary, and Atchison quickly back up over the football right here.
Atchison loves to get up over the ball quickly. QB's back, goes left, caught at the 30. First down, the left side, 40. At the 50, foot race to the 40. There goes Zamar at the 30. Zamar at the 20. Down to the 10-yard line. Zamar Hernandez. One guy finally caught him from behind. And the Phoenix, what a play. That is about 57 yards.
Zamar Hernandez is just fantastic when you get him out into open space. That defender had no chance one-on-one, able to put a little move on him, get all the way down to the 10. First and goal now for the Phoenix.
First handoff of the game is going to go to Jaden. He will bust into the middle, drives down the right side inside the 10. They're going to pull him down to the 6-yard line. It is second down. It is not second and goal. Think I can get to the 1-yard line. Back up again. This time again, straight ahead. Carter's going to take it down inside the 5, down to the 4, maybe even the 3-yard line. I guess we've got our first marker of the night.
Yeah, marker came in right at the spot of the tackle, and so you got to figure that's going to be a hold against the Phoenix. If so, That's a hard one.
That's going to be a tough one for a lot of reasons, but mainly it's going to take you out of the 5 and behind the 10, and you're going to be all the way out around the 15-yard line here.
Head coach Preston Troyer for Tonganoxie, he's been at the helm of the Chieftains for a while, but are you a coach that sits back there and you start looking at your sideline going, man, I know we saw the speed on tape, but this is a different animal than anything you can replicate in practice.
Now, the question is, you see teams, you study teams, you watch the film, you watch the video, you watch all the huddles and all of that stuff, but can you really grasp the speed?
No. Now, what you have to do is reach out to those other Frontier League teams and say, hey, is it what I'm thinking it is? And now Jeter going to line up as a quarterback.
Second and 14 at the 15. Jeet's going to take the ball, starts right, cuts left. He's going to be mowed down at the 14-yard line. He may have gotten a yard as big old T.J. Leeper, a 6-footer, 219 pounds, a defensive tackle for Tonganoxie, makes the stop.
So after the penalty, you got moved back now. Atchison looking at a 3rd and 13.
Atchison with Trey Carter at the quarterback again this time. Straight back to throw. He's hit. Just gets rid of it in time. Taken by Zamar. 15, Zamar 10, Zamar 5. Touchdown, Phoenix. Zamar Hernandez goes in from 14 yards out off a pass by Trey Carter. And with 10 away to go in the opening quarter, the Phoenix have broken on top 6-0.
Zamar Hernandez from 14 yards. How many teams are there in the Heart of America Athletic Conference that play football? 14?
14?
Yeah, Zamar should start for everyone. I mean, he is such a good athlete out there, able to take the screen, and he had two guys on him, able to flip it, get into the end zone as quickly as that. Atchison on the board in their first drive.
Colton Bonnell is it, Gus. He is 53 of 55 on PATs this season. And this one is down and up and counted. And we got a timeout of the field less than 2 minutes into the game. 10:08 to go in the opening quarter. Phoenix 7, Tonganoxie coming up.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chick the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Over here at Amelia Earhart Stadium is Colton Bonnell gets set to put a toe to the football for Tonganoxie. Isaiah Holthouse is back for the return at the 7, maybe 8 yard line. Here comes Bonnell with the advance, the right foot kick, and it is going to be end over end and straight away. And it'll be taken at the 6 yard line, straight up the middle, 15. Across the 20, riding the wave of blockers across the 25 and up to the 27-yard line where the ball pops loose. The official said, no, it's down.
Aiden Revan going to be the Phoenix down there on the stop and four. The Tonganoxie Chieftains, they're going to start this possession inside the 30. It's finally going to be spotted down about the 28-yard line.
It's a good place to start your first series of the game. It's a better field position than Atchison began its initial possession of the night. 5'10" quarterback Trevor McGraw, run to the ball club for Tonganoxie. Going to have a single running back to his left hand. It's going to be Colton Brusvin. And a handoff Brusvin right side. He's to the 35, to the 40, 45-yard line. And Gus, had he not been ankle tackled by Zamar, he might have gone 80.
Yeah, Brusvin is, we talked about in the pregame, he's a senior at 5'10", 175 pounds. He is the bell cow for this offense, 1,500 yards coming into tonight's game.
Tonganoxie quickly up over it, same play, same way, right side, cross the 50, and a gain of about 7. Down to the Atchison 46-yard line, Landon Bell with the Phoenix tackle. And because Tonganoxie is up over the ball exactly as quickly as Atchison is, they're ready to snap it before the down box can be set. These teams are going to get a lot of snaps off tonight. Trips to the left side for quarterback McGraw. Again, a single running back, play action, back to throw, pumps once, pumps again, going deep, and it's overthrown down to the 10-yard line. Drawing double coverage downfield was their wide receiver, Isaiah Holthouse, the guy who's back for the kick return. He is their big, tall wideout.
Yeah, you know what one of the problems was on that route for Isaiah Holthouse? That time he was being guarded by Zamar. Zamar got in front of him and then just kind of slowed him down. Didn't touch him, just kept slowing down the field, and now it's a third down for Tonganoxie.
Third down four at the Atchison 46. Handoff running back. He's got the first down to the 40. Got 6, maybe 7 yards on a run into the right side. Levante McGowan with the stop. And Gus, the Chieftains are running predominantly to the right side and running it with success.
Yeah, they're just kind of running downhill. And for Atchison, those backers are going to have to realize the play right away and get downhill and fill that gap a little quicker. Right now, they're pausing, expecting Trevor McGraw to finally fake that handoff and pull back and throw one over the middle.
Keeps his possession just over a minute long, and they're already at the Atchison 40-yard line. This time they'll try running to the left side, and it's going to be less successful as Miles Greenlee stays at home, makes a nice and just textbook wrap him up, bring him down, tackle after a four-yard pickup.
Yeah, Miles, a good-sized middle linebacker right there. At 6 foot, 215 pounds, a junior, makes the stop. It'll bring up now a second down for Tonganoxie.
They move the football now in Atchison territory. McGraw is back to throw, and again, he's going to look deep. He's got his man downfield, and it's going to be pass interference around the 15-yard line. But doesn't matter where it's at, since it's not a spot foul at this level.
Yeah, and watch the way that Trevor McGraw throws the ball. He steps back, and he doesn't throw it down the field. He kind of throws it high and allows his receiver to kind of run underneath it and make that leaping catch. So a penalty against Atchison, the pass interference will give Tonganoxie a first down.
Yeah, he launches it.
I don't think I've seen a quarterback that throws it up the way this quarterback does.
Well, the penalty's being marked off, and it will be taken all the way down to the Atchison 20-yard line. First and 10, Tonganoxie. Move the ball, trailing Atchison 7-0, 8:20 to go in the first. Handoff running back, bounces outside, go to the right side, down to the 15-yard line, inside the 15, 13, maybe 12-yard line. And again, they're rolling off yardage, just 6-8 yards at a crack.
Yeah, and right now we're seeing Tonganoxie 2 minutes into this drive, and all of a sudden they're knocking on the door. They're out to the 12-yard line.
Receivers two wide to the left side, which is the wide side of the field on a second down, inches call. Running back again goes right side, angles to the edge, picks up the first down. It'll be first and goal at the 7 as being pushed out of bounds, Brusman. And just that time, he did not cut back into the field as he had been doing in the past. He just angled it, got what he could, and then ran out of bounds. First and goal from the 7.
Just going to follow this wire back and make sure we're going over the radio and you're not talking to head coach Preston Troyer, because Troyer is doing what you love. Running to the right, it's working. So what do? You keep running until they stop it.
And they run again down to the 1 yard line, inside the 1 yard line. It is second and goal. J.Z. Kelly had to step up in the quarterback spot. Quickly again, they're up over the ball. QB turns, hands off, fullback, touchdown, Chiefs, into the end zone, standing up is Colton Brusman. And Tonganoxie wastes no time in responding to that Atchison score on their opening series.
Quickly as that, a 1 yard touchdown run in a possession that was really just balanced all around Colton Brusman.
The kicker, McWilliams, right foot soccer style kicker. It'll be held by Zakiah Glover. It is down, it is up, and that is a high and long kick, but hold on, there's a marker. Just about a yard or two into the end zone, and that would lead you to believe it'll be against the Phoenix, but before we break away, Joseph, we will allow the officials to confirm. They're standing at the goal line now and trying to establish exactly what that penalty is, but now both teams are breaking for their sidelines, and this one's going to be assessed on the PAT. We're taking a timeout. We've got 7:34 to go in the opening quarter. One possession each team, one touchdown each team. It's Atchison 7, Tonganoxie 7.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Welcome back to Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, Class 4A High School Football Playoffs. Because Atchison took the opening kickoff, took 2 minutes, drove down the field and scored. Tonganoxie took the ensuing kickoff, 2.5 minutes, and they drove down the field and scored. This is going to be a Ali and Frazier kind of a get-together here tonight. Nose-to-nose, toe-to-toe.
My biggest question is, what took them so long, right?
What took so long?
We talked moments ago about race to 40. We may have to be racing to 50.
Samara's going to take this one to get to the goal line, and here comes the Atchison return. No, they're going to say down in the end zone.
So his foot was in the end zone, but the ball never crossed the goal line. But the official's going to say, hey, it's a touchback, and Atchison will take it at the 20. And Zavar's a little upset because he's like, I'm already out to the 20 before you killed that play. It'll be first and 10 for the Phoenix. Here comes Atchison. Their offense has been just devastatingly good all season long. Wind to the near side. Cheater Purdy, the 6'4", 200-pound senior wide receiver. Single man to the left side. Motion's going to come to the near side. Quarterback is going to be back to throw. Looking deep, throwing deep, and it is going to be Cheater caught. 45-40, 35. Cheater Purdy down to the 34-yard line. Covered up and finally tackled by Todd Brown. That is a 46-yard completion.
When you started to say 40, I thought you were saying the mismatch was 40 pounds. No, it's actually 60 pounds difference between the 6'4", 200-pound Jeter Purdy and the 5'10", 140-pound Trevor Brown.
Quarterback's going to keep it himself. Fakes the pitch to the outside. Turns it into the middle. And Trey Carter will go inside the 30 down to the 20-yard line. And Atchison, in two plays, has moved from their Tonganoxie 20.
Yeah, that time, Tonganoxie coming over, making the stop. A guy we didn't expect to see, Tyler Pankey, a 6'2", 190-pound junior defensive end.
And now Atchison's going to throw over to the near side, and this time they diagnose it. They give Jeter not single, but in fact double coverage. They're going to try to make him a little less effective. It's a gain of only a yard or two. And again, Todd Brown, you talked about him, but not only is he giving up 60 pounds, he's giving up 6 inches. It is a second down nine, Atchison. This time the handoff straight ahead, and there's nowhere for Jaden. He is held up at the line of scrimmage, and he is stopped right there. The whole inside of that Tongi defense makes the tackle, led by Tucker McGuire. It is third down nine.
Now there's a penalty marker on the field. I think they just fell out of the pocket.
Oh, it's a towel. Atchison back to throw, and they're going to stop the play. We got a penalty marker at the far side, the line judge, across the way, and it's going to be illegal procedure, Phoenix. So Atchison will cost themselves a little bit of yardage. We've had a few penalties already in this opening quarter. 6:15 to go, nearing the midpoint of the first. It's a 7-7 ball game with Atchison and Tonganoxie. Again, Atchison doesn't get to see Tonganoxie much, you know? Not a conference opponent. I'm not sure they've ever been a conference opponent.
I was going to say, were they ever?
I don't think so. Atchison's been a lot of conferences. Been to the Tonganoxie tournament 100 times for basketball. Quarterback back to throw. Trey Carter steps up in the pocket. Now he's thinking about running, and he's got some room if he does. Here he goes. Trey goes left. He's got to be hit. Breaks away at the 20, 15. He darts out of bounds, and
what?
He ran out in front of the marker.
You got to dive for that marker right there, Trey. Is he going to step out of a yard, maybe even 2 yards short? Wow, they're going to get him an excellent spot. It's going to be just a yard short. And so that's, Trey had the angle right there. You just lower it down, and you dive under that defender. So, it'll be a 4th-and-1 now for Atchison.
And they're going to go for it. 4th-and-1 at the 13. Motion right. QB keeps it. Head down. 1st down. He gets it to the 10. No, that's Jeter taking the direct snap.
Yep, Jeter took the direct snap and just pushed forward. That's the second time we've seen Jeter line up. And can I tell you, we've seen a handful of Atchison games this season. First time this year we've seen Jeter line up as the lone back in the backfield.
We've seen Jaden Carter line up in that Wildcat before.
Seen Yogi do it.
First time we have seen Atchison switching up the offense a little bit. Now the handoff. Here goes Zamar back into the end zone. Zamar Hernandez, 2nd TD of the game, this time from 11 yards away. And now Atchison scores again on its second possession.
I had Zamar in that 2-plus touchdown parlay, okay?
You're in good shape.
Zamar right there, able to take it off the right side, untouched, into the end zone, and for Atchison, 2 possessions in, 2 touchdowns.
Colton Bonnell trots back out of the field to kick the PAT. Again, Jeter Purdy to hold it. Jaden Carter, he is the long snapper on these kick efforts. Hands out stretch, waiting for the ball. It is back, it is down, up a block! It is blocked! And that is a big deal. We're going to take a timeout at 5:16 to play in the opening quarter. Atchison 13, Tonganoxie 7.
Hey, this is Sadie from Cornerstone Print Co. at 1403 Main Street in Atchison.
We're your one-stop shop for screen printed and embroidered apparel, promotional materials, signs and banners, and so much more. At Cornerstone, our goal is to make your team, business, or organization look good. Speaking of looking good, if you want to check out some pretty good football, be sure to check out our Athens and Phoenix as they continue their march to state. Go Big Red!
Again, Atchison just set to kick the football away. Welcome back, everybody. 5:16 to go in the opening quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. We said it a minute ago, and it seems like this is how it's going to go. These two teams just beating one another. Each team has scored a touchdown on every possession. Here's the Atchison kickoff, and it is going to be taken by an up man at the 15-yard line. Up the numbers to the 25, 30. Outside, 35, 40. Right side, 45. Runs over a defender across the 50. Tonganoxie will begin its second possession of the game with fantastic field position in Phoenix territory at the Atchison 40. Where they're going to work at it, the 49 maybe? Yard line? No, they're going to turn those up to the 50.
Right up at the 50. So an excellent return for Tonganoxie. And as quickly as that, they were already out on the field, lined up. They're ready to snap this thing for their first snap of their second possession.
Got to be looking at Owen Schmidt, the wide receiver to the left side. He's one of the big receivers out here, 6'1". Quarterback, wraparound handoff. Their running game has been solid, and this time Colton Runsfen is going to be wrapped up, limited advance of the football. Miles Greenley makes the stop after the gain of a yard or two.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how Tonganoxie approaches the second possession. Do they stick with feeding Colton Runsfen? Because that's what they did on the first play.
Second down and long. And again, they feed him. And the right side, he goes to the 45, 4, 3, 2, and down near the first down marker. And I'm telling you what, Tonganoxie, they're not that big in the middle, are they? I mean, across the front, they're nice size, but they're not behemoths on the front line.
Yeah, they're not huge. I mean, you look at their center, Zach Fisher, he's a big guy, 5'9", 277, but that's really their size. I mean, 6'2", 19, 6'3", 233, not huge.
Running to the right side, 40, 35. 30, another first down for Colton Brusman, and he's just busting, not like Atchison, Gus, as Miles Greenley has to make another tackle. Not like the Atchison 40, 50-yard plays, but he's making these 6, 8, 10, 12 yards at a carry play.
Yeah, and they're the kind of plays that you like, right?
Love them. It's ball control, it's time control,
see what happens.
It's possession-limiting football. Inside the 30-yard line. Quarterback is going to be back to throw. Looking right, throwing right. Pushing off against DeMar, who goes over the back, and no penalty markers down at the goal line. It's incomplete. Oh, that was really good defense.
Yeah, I really liked that the officials didn't call anything. You could have called offensive pass interference on Holthaus, who pushed off. Then DeMar comes back and kind of goes over the shoulder to knock it away. And when it was all said and done, the officials just let him play down there. It'll be second and 10 now for Tonganoxie. When they throw, it seems like they do it on those early downs.
Second down, 10. Quarterback is going to hand off. Running back takes it inside the 20, down to the 15. Another 13-yard run. Jeter Purney with a tackle on Colton Brusman. Gus Brusman is going to have 100 yards in the first quarter.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what he's done all season. I know I keep beating it, but he's got 1,500 yards this season. He is the offense for this team. And again, they're going to drop back and pass a little bit, and there's a false start again. Tonganoxie.
A defender shot across, but came back. And then an offensive lineman flinches. And again, since he got back, I'm sure they're going to call this on the offense.
Defenders have the chance to reset. Offensive players do not.
Officials having another very long conversation. And here's the thing, guys. I give full credit to this group of officials. I'm giving them full latitude because at this point in the season, like, you got the best teams, you got the best officials now. And it's going to be offsides on the defense. So it will go against Atchison. The football is going to be moved. Well, we're going to finally set this thing down at the 10-yard line. First and 5.
Coach Smith is making sure the official knows that he's not happy with it.
I think that's pretty clear. Brusman with it again. Cuts into the middle. He's only going to get a yard or so. Zamar Hernandez. That time he was kind of cheating up. And as a safety, you don't see that safety up that close to the box.
Yeah, that time he was playing up in the box, no gain on the play. It'll bring up now a second and five for Tonganoxie. But I like it. If you're going to stop this run, that's how you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to bring somebody up. You're going to have to maybe play Jeter in the box a little more than you want. And then by doing that, you're going to just tell your corners, hey, be strong tonight. You're out on an island.
QB hands off again. Bruskin loses his footing, regains it. 5-4-3-2. Did he get to the end zone? Inches short.
He's in.
He's in. They're going to say he's in. Touchdown. And on that run, guys, Bruskin lost his footing, kind of slipped a little bit, somehow was able to get his balance regained, and then just powers his way into the end zone. And now on four possessions, we've seen four touchdowns. This is fantastic. A PAT coming up here for the Chieftains as they can take their first lead of the game. Waiting for the snap. Down. The kick. Airborne. And Jackson McWilliams has put Tonganoxie in front. We've got 2:35 to go in the first quarter. Tonganoxie 14, Atchison 13.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Atchison, Oskaloosa, and Effingham. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Having a happy with us here for high school football tonight on Care Radio. Here's the deal. This is the kind of game that either you're going to love it or you're going to hate it. If you like defense, you're just suffering. If you like to see the ball go up and down the field with the points on the board, you are in the right place tonight. 14-13, 2:35 to go in the first.
I like Caleb Cook, but I don't need much defense.
You don't need
let's dial up the offense.
Tonganoxie going to boot it away. It's been to the goal line two times, and this time it's going to be about 6 yards deep. And, of course, you may not ring it out. Zamar wants to.
Do you like that or not?
No. If you want to bring it out, bring it out.
Yeah, I think that, I understand it's a player safety thing, but I like letting the players bring it out.
It will be first and 10 for the Atchison Phoenix. 14-13, the difference, a blocked PAT right now. AHS, two to the left and one to the right for quarterback Trey Carter. Fires it over to the left side. It's going to be caught behind the line of scrimmage and up the left side across the 22. Near the 30-yard line and very close to the first down. Atchison moving the football. That was Jay-Z Kelly with the catch and carry. Give him about 9. It'll become a second down. Phoenix taking a lot of time this time. Usually they're very promptly back up over the football. And now look, you're going to bring Jaden Carter out as a receiver. QB's back, runs the opposite way, hit in the backfield, drop for the loss of 5. Trey Carter, so all the receivers, including running back Jaden Carter, were to the right side. Trey took the snap and ran left.
Yeah, it was kind of designed like a counter. He took a hard step to the right and then countered back to the left. The problem was there was no guard pulling to do a kickout block.
Quarterback again is going to keep it himself. Trey will go to the outside, get hit. Penalty markers stay up. There's going to be a hold, and Trey Carter buried again behind the line of scrimmage. Right now, guys, Chieftains have some momentum. They've got some emotion going on, and they are playing their best football yet of the night.
Yeah, and right now, Atchison maybe just trying to be a little cute early on, and I get it. You're trying to do a lot of things. You're trying to feel out what Tonganoxie is going to do to counter you. But again, Atchison's won 10 games to this point. They've scored 50 points in all these games. Go out and do what you do best, right? Just knock the ball down the field. Now, for the first time tonight, we're going to see the Phoenix line up to punt the ball, and I'm telling you, Tonganoxie is coming after him.
And the running back, Colton Bruskin, is back for the return. That's a high, nice kick. It'll be fair caught and dropped, and Atchison has it back right through the arms of the return man, Colton Blessman, and the Phoenix immediately are going to get that ball back. That ball was high. It kind of knuckled on him, and he really should have just backed away from it. Two Phoenix players standing on either side of him when he missed it. Atchison had that thing scooped up. His first down, that is a huge mistake for Tonganoxie. They were going to get their first hold and be able to build on that one-point lead. Now, Atchison back with the football in Chieftain territory and maybe getting a little bit of that emotion back. Trips right, single left. Trey Carter, the quarterback, back to throw again. Looks right, throws right. Once Zamar gets him and immediately tackled, but it's a gain of 11 and a first down.
You like that 11-yard route.
Yes, I do.
Go past the stick.
Don't give me 9. Give me 11. Move those chains. First and 10. Phoenix, we're down to the last minute of the opening quarter. Here's a handoff straight ahead. Jaden, the ball's on the ground. It went straight up in the air. Who has come up with it? Atchison recovers. That ball just went 8 or 10 feet straight up in the air. And you know who came up with it? How about old Landon Bell? Big left tackle, 6'2", 255. He just swarmed that football. And a break for the Phoenix.
That might be one of those plays we look back later and say that was the huge play of the game.
Two to the left and one to the right. QB's back, throws it over to the left side. It's going to be caught by Smith. He's hit, and on the third hit goes down, losing 2. Eric Smith III, the 6'3" junior wide receiver. Made a nice catch, but, gosh, there was nothing but Chieftains out in front of him.
And so now for Atchison, 25 seconds left here in the first quarter. Probably don't have to snap the ball if they don't want to, but they're quickly up.
And again, back to throw, QB over the middle, and it is going to be in and out of the hands of Smith and incomplete. That'll stop the clock at Tonganoxie. They're going to get the ball back. Well, actually, go for it.
Yeah.
On fourth down here at the 30.
I would. You're too close to punt. You're too far to kick.
That's
you leave
true.
The offense out. And now they're going to run Jeter back there, unless he's going to be able to sky one up. But
well, we've seen him, though, from the Wildcat from here, and he's very close to the center. Takes it, and he's going to hand it off. And trying to throw, nowhere to go. Zamar just throws it in the middle of the field, and it's incomplete. Atchison tries some trickery, and it is foiled.
Yeah. Nothing doing right there. Great job by Tonganoxie to play back. They were ready for it. And Atchison, with a turnover on down, giving the ball back to Tonganoxie with 10 seconds left here in the first quarter.
I smell chocolate. Do you smell chocolate? First and 10. Tonga's got 10 seconds left in this opening quarter. We'll have one snap of the football. This is taking a long time out here, getting these chains changed direction. And the ball with the nose up to the 30-yard line of the Chieftains. Tonganoxie is going to have it first and 10. We have seen a whole lot of action. That's an action-packed first quarter, I'm telling you. Single man back with quarterback McGraw. The handoff and the bread and butter play. Straight ahead. Good for 5. First quarter's in the book. We got a timeout of the field after 1 here in Atchison, Kansas. It is Tonganoxie 14, Atchison 13.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
There are a lot of games going on around the Carolus Singer in the semifinal week in the Kansas State High School Activities Association football postseason. And we'll be bringing you scores as the evening goes on. Joseph's our producer and engineer in the studio. Gus Counts with me here in the booth at Amelia Earhart Stadium. Tom Counts here. And Gus, as these two teams come back out on the field to begin the second quarter, Tonganoxie on the road tonight, leading at 14-13 due to a blocked PAT. I think both teams are going to say, you know, we did okay in the opening quarter.
Yeah, I think both teams are going to be somewhat happy with what they did in the first quarter, but both teams have an a longer list of things that, man, we could have improved that. But, again, when we see 14-13 in the first quarter, it's been a good quarter.
Now, here's the snap back. Quarterback McGraw has it, gets away from him. He's going to pick it up and just run out of bounds on the far sideline. He'll lose a few yards, but it could have been catastrophic. Miles Greenlee chases him out of bounds. How about Miles, huh?
Yeah, Miles has had a really good game playing that middle linebacker position. I think we're starting to see Miles get a little more active. I think Atchison's starting to dial him up a little bit more and try to get him downhill.
When I talked with Coach Smith this morning, we had a nice conversation when we came to Miles. We'll talk about that here in a second. But right now, back to throw is McGraw. He's going deep down the left side. He's got a man, and the defender just throws his arms up, and they're going to call a pass interference on Jay-Z.
Can't call pass interference if he doesn't.
Yeah.
All right. So Jay-Z Kelly right there. What happened was he was step-for-step with the defender. So what does he do? Throws his hand straight up in the air, makes no contact with the receiver, but they're going to say that he impeded the receiver's ability to catch on the play. And then what did defensive back supposed to do?
I think that's what they said. Now let's talk about Miles real quick while the penalty is getting assessed and all ironed out there. We were talking about the different players on the team, you know, and what they're, how they're doing and what all contributions they make. And when we kind of talked about Miles, it seemed as like, Coach was like, Miles made an adjustment. He was going to be, you know, maybe someone in the backfield. They needed him up there. Miles says, okay, Coach, this is where you need me. I'm going to play there for you. And he has stepped up and has just gotten better and better and better at that position. And he's been rotating in, and now he's getting more and more time and really playing well.
Yeah, and sometimes playing that linebacker position, it's just a different animal when you're 5 yards off the ball and watching things come at you. And so good to see him progress and get better as the season has gone.
Here's a run straight ahead, Tonganoxie. They have a quick run for 5, a second run for 6. Now they're 1st and 10 inside the 45-yard line of Atchison. And another run. Bruskin again, left side the 40. He's going to get to the 20. Foot race at the 10. Touchdown, Tonganoxie. Colton Bruskin goes in, and we're going to call out a 39-yard touchdown run for the senior running back.
Bruskin now with his 3rd rushing touchdown of the evening. He's got runs of 1-7 and now a 39-yarder.
PAT team racing out as kicker Jackson McWilliams, and we saw him warm up. He has a fantastic leg. It'll be held by Zakiya Glover. Zakiya waiting for that snap, and we've got a stoppage of play. Timeout, Atchison. We're going to hang on to it here, Joseph. For Atchison, we got a timeout, and 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. We got 11. A minute ago, we had a dozen out of the field, but that is not the case here. And there's no way Tonganoxie's thinking about a 2-point conversion. Certainly they're needing one. With 11:04 to go here in the first half. Well, the crowd, you know what, we expected a really big crowd. You know what we got? Fantastic crowd. Great turnout. Both teams. Fan base has traveled here tonight and giving their clubs incredible support. This is what you love to see for high school football. This is what you do it for right here. All right, everybody's back on the field. We're, again, going to look at this point-after-touchdown effort for Tonganoxie. McWilliams waiting for the snap. Long time for this thing to come. There it is. It is down and up, and he will drill it through. Taking a break, Joseph, with 11:04 still to play in the opening half. Tonganoxie stretches its lead. Chieftains 21, Phoenix 13.
Dr. Stephen Walls is pleased to announce his retirement and the closure of his veterinary practice, Westside Veterinary Hospital, effective December 29th. Dr. Walls will always be remembered as a caring, thorough, and hardworking vet. He has literally cared for hundreds of animals over the last 29 years. Contact the clinic for your pet's records prior to closure. And coming soon, Westside Grooming and Boarding, run by Kim Woodson.
Onganoxie has taken the lead 21-13. And certainly they have taken right now the momentum in the early part of the second quarter. We are less than a minute into the second. 11:04 to play, opening half. Welcome back, everybody, to Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison. A little bit of an unbalanced line on the kickoff and a boot from McWilliams taken by Atchison. Here's Zamar. 10, Zamar 20. Zamar outside 30. Look out, 40. Hernandez, 50. Left side, 40. Zamar will rush the tightrope, 30 to the 20. All the way to the 12-yard line. Zamar Hernandez, how about that? That is an 80-yard kickoff return down to the 13.
What have we been saying for the last few weeks? One of the better kick returners, punt returners, just return specialists, let's label him that, in the state of Kansas. Does it right there, able to take it all the way down to the 16-yard line where Atchison, who moments ago probably feeling a little in their feels because you find yourself trailing 21-13, you haven't really been in this spot. Now all of a sudden you're like, okay, we're back at it. This is where we feel comfortable.
I believe, and I got nothing to back this up, I believe trailing here by an 8-point margin is the largest deficit that the Phoenix have faced this year. And here comes the Atchison offense. Trey Carter, your quarterback. Jaden Carter stays back to block for him. The pass into the end zone. Touchdown, Atchison to J.B. Kelly. One play drive. 16-yard strike. And the Phoenix are right back in this thing.
I think Coach Smith said something about Jay-Z and his great ability to catch the football. That time, Jay-Z just said, one-on-one, I'm going to catch this. And he did it. Nice little back shoulder throw by Trey Carter.
There was a one-word description for Jay-Z and the way he plays, and that was desire. And he just wanted that ball more. The PAT coming up. And Atchison, I figure, might go for two, but they apparently will go for one. Bonnell puts the kick up and through, and we're taking a break. Phoenix back to within a point. 10:47 to go in the first half. Tonganoxie 21, Atchison 20.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty Taco Bravo for just a buck. A la Carrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
It's excitement all over here at Amelia Earhart Stadium. The fan bases for both of these teams. I don't know why they bought seats. They're all standing up here with 10:47 to play in the half. It's a one-point game. Tonganoxie in front, 21-20, and ready to return the Colton Bonnell kickoff. Colton will advance. There it goes. It's a short squib kick. Take a bind up, man. It's a 35. And up to the 40 and stretching forward to the 41-yard line. Nicely done. And here comes the Tonganoxie offense.
On the kick coverage for Atchison that time, Jay-Z Kelly down the field, able to make the play. And Atchison, we talked about it a little bit earlier on, that Atchison trailed at Ottawa after the opening kickoff, right? Kick off the game, to start the game, Ottawa took that thing to the house, quickly got up 7-0, and now Atchison really hasn't found themselves behind much, and now a great play on first down.
And here's what happened. Quarterback Trevor McGraw handed off to Colton Brusman. We've heard that dozens of times already today, but this time, instead of running up the middle, Brusman tried to boot to the outside to try to get to the edge, and that is not what he does, and it went for no gain. Brusman is a straight-ahead runner.
Yeah, and that time Landon Bell able to make the stop.
And quarterback is back, second down, throwing deep left side, and his man over the shoulder caught it, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Tonganoxie.
That time Isaiah Holthouse, one-on-one coverage, takes it to the house from 59 yards out. And for Tonganoxie, it took 37 seconds.
I thought with Trevor McGraw through that pass, I thought it was a pretty bomb, but it was going to be too deep. I had no idea that Isaiah Holthouse was going to have the wheels to catch that thing, get underneath it. And once he made the catch, he was off to the races. He outrun his coverage. And now, PAT coming up for Tonganoxie. Wow. The offense tonight. We could see triple digits combined scoring. The placement of the point, it is up and it's good. Another timeout, Joseph. They are fast, they are furious, and we've got 10:09 still to go in the opening half. It is now Tonganoxie 28, Atchison 20.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
I'll tell you what, I like offense as much as the next guy, but this is absolutely unprecedented. 10:09 to go in the half, 28-20. We've got 48 points in less than 14 minutes. Seen 8 possessions and 7 touchdowns. Here's a kick away. It is very short, and Atchison will fair catch this thing at the 27-yard line.
Look back. Zamar throws his hands up. He said, all right, we're early in the second quarter, and they're no longer going to kick me to football. Which is the right thing to do.
Do you blame
them? I probably wouldn't have kicked to him to start the game. But for Atchison, they're about to start their 5th possession of the night. They've got 3 touchdowns and the 1 turnover on downs where they were able to get to the 30 and stalled out on a little bit of a trick play on 4th down.
That tells me the Tonganoxie head coach Preston Troyer is the kind of guy who will look at what's going on and make adjustments, man. He's like, ah, that's not going to work. We're not going to do that anymore. Here comes Atchison. DeMar will run the right side, sweep to the edge, to the 40, 45, and up to the 47-yard line. That is a 19-yard gain for Hernandez.
When's the last time you saw two teams just stand at the middle of the ring and throw haymakers?
And it's not like they both don't have good defenses. It has just been the offense. Here's a pass outside, and immediately caught by Jay-Z, and that was almost a jumped pass by Brendan Briley.
Yeah, Brendan Briley over here in the near side corner. Did a great job getting up there and making the immediate tackle on J.C. Kelly.
Gain of about 7 across midfield. Goes Atchison. Here's the QB. We'll keep it. Cutting into the middle is going to be Trey. He will make a great second effort that will earn him a 1st and 10 for Atchison.
I'll say, what was the greatest spot?
No, it's not.
We've got an excellent angle on it, and the official's going to say, no, it is a 1st down. Talk about this field right now. It's in fantastic shape for being in, what, week 11?
Absolutely spectacular. 1st and 10 at the 43. Atchison's across midfield, and back to throw is Carter. Trey's looking. Trey's being chased. Trey's hit. He spun. Gets up. Rolling back. Still looking. Now he's just going to chuck it over to the track, and that was the right thing to do. But he is so fortunate that his great balance did not allow him to get sacked for a 10- or 15-yard loss.
So for Trey, he was looking deep originally on the post pattern to Jeter. Jeter broke free right away, but once he broke free, Trey had already started to retreat and couldn't really find him. So, again, if you're Atchison, keep looking back at that post.
QB's back, flares it over. Zamar gets it caught and then drops it. It's going to go incomplete. I thought he had it and it went kind of through his hands and incomplete.
Kind of alligator arm that one, right? You look up, you hear the linebackers coming. That time they were trying to run a little bit of a tunnel screen. Shot right over his right shoulder and out of bounds. 9:10 left here in the second quarter.
That brings me to a question. They always say you hear it. You can hear the footsteps coming, can you?
Yeah.
Okay, you really can. Here's a long 3rd down call. Throwing deep left side. Wanting a pass to Kelly, or rather downfield to Jay-Z Kelly, and there's a pass interference.
That time Jay-Z tried to come back and make a one-handed play, but kind of got run over by Brendan Briley, the pass interference. It's okay. I mean, other than it was 3rd down, it also saved a Jay-Z touchdown, and so for Tonganoxie, you're going to give up a 1st down by way of the penalty. And for Atchison, you're going to keep this drive alive going inside the 30. They should mark this thing down somewhere around the 28-yard line. So pass interference is the call against the Chieftains.
Here's the thing, the penalties we've seen tonight, Gus. there's been some, not a terrible number, but there's all been big penalties. I mean, at big times and for big yards this evening. That pass interference will take the ball inside the Tonganoxie 30. We're going to mark it down to the 28-yard line, first and 10 Atchison. Over 9 minutes to play in the half. This possession's been just over 60 seconds. Back to throw, Trey Carter. Now he wants to run with it. Stiff arms, but he's only going to get back to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play as Tanner Hand. And he's not a huge guy at 5'10", buck 60, and only a sophomore. The outside linebacker was right there to make the solid tackle.
Hayden leading Parsons right now, 14-7 at the end of the quarter. But the game we're interested in right now, it's St. Thomas Aquinas, 14 base or nothing at the end of the quarter.
Second down, 10. Atchison. Back to throw again. Trey Carter throws short, and it's going to be caught by Smith. He'll take it down the right side. Gets inside the 15. First and 10, Atchison. Eric Smith the third with the catch and the carry.
Good strong hands right there by Eric Smith. He went down and picked that thing up right below his knees and able to catch it, regain his balance, pick up the first down.
Motion right is DeMar. Going back to the left side out of the backfield is going to be Jeter, who took the direct snap and loses two.
Yeah, nothing going right there. Great job for Tonganoxie really pushing into the middle and getting there. Tucker McGuire, a 6 foot 174-pound junior.
Now, what Tonganoxie saw, Jeter and the Wildcat, they were pretty sure he's not going to do anything but run that ball, don't you suppose?
Yeah, but Jeter's got a great baseball arm. You got to think he's probably able to throw the football.
Straight ahead running, and look out. Touchdown, Atchison. Trey Carter just took the snap. It was a bit of a delayed draw. He stutter-stepped one time, went straight ahead, untouched into the end zone, and it's 7:53 to go in the half. Atchison is back to within two.
Little surprised about that play, and what I was surprised about, the backers for Tonganoxie were looking to the outside, and Trey just ran right by him. They were expecting some kind of a quick pass out into the flat. Atchison not going to chase that point just yet. They're going to kick a PAT.
And again, it's Colton Bonnell. Jeter plants it. Bonnell kicks it, and it gets through there. We've got another timeout. Still 7:53 to go in the second quarter. Atchison trails Tonganoxie 28-27.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Okay, here we are, 55 points into the game. Gus, we've got almost 8 minutes to play in the first half.
What do you always say? It takes a long time to score points. It
takes a long time to put this many points on the board. And, Joseph, I hope we don't make you late for the high school football scoreboard show tonight.
I hope we don't make him late for kickoff tomorrow afternoon.
That, too. He's got Carl in the morning, man. Come on now. Here's the kick by Bonnell. It is end over end and not terribly deep. Taken by an up man, 15-yard line, 20, and hit and down to the 25.
Great job right there for Atchison. You had an up man. Lance Norris makes the stop on the play for the Phoenix. But, I mean, at this rate, Carl's going to be like halftime.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it could be. We could be planting petunias and listening to the band.
If you're worried about KU tonight, you can breathe a little easy at halftime. The Jayhawks lead the Manhattan Jaspers 44-19.
One of the great mascots ever.
The
right?
Jaspers.
First and 10 from their own 25-yard line. Here comes Tonganoxie with a single-digit lead. Running back starts to the left, cuts to the right, goes across the 25, 30, and going to pick up about 7 yards on a first down carry into the left side of the line. Colton Brusman continues to impress. Carter Gilmore with the Phoenix tackle.
Yeah, and you talk about Colton Brusman, not the biggest guy in the world, 5'10", 175 pounds, but kind of runs angry, right? Just likes to run downhill. Now, he's not a run to the sideline and beat you to the spot.
is a get downhill and run behind his offensive line.
Second down, 4. Tonganoxie taking their time now a little bit more. And again, it's Buskin. It goes left, hit at the line of scrimmage. It just wills his way forward for a couple of yards to around the 38. Nice. It should be the 33 where it's going to bring up a third down, too.
Nice little submarine tackle over there by Carter Gilmore. Going to bring up a third down for Tonganoxie. And I'm telling you, not much is going to happen that we haven't seen on this play right here. Bruskin off the right or the left is the biggest question.
Third down and short. Tonganoxie. They've been running to the right side, and they're going to run to the right side again, and Bruskin's going to pick up Gus about 7. Wow, you've got that whole ESP crystal ball thing going on here.
That time Carter Gilmore and Landon Bell makes a stop, but not before Tonganoxie be able to pick up another first down. Starting to slow things down maybe just a bit, and as soon as I say that, somebody's going to rip one off. But 6.5 minutes left here in first half.
Impressive also the Tonganoxie's had the greatest success running to the right side where they're going to find right guard Cale Dye, the smallest man up front at 5'10 and 195 pounds, the right guard. Here's a handoff, and this time they will start to the left side, slow it down, not much there, a couple yards, maybe 3, no more than that for Bruskin. Is Eric Smith, who plays defensive end, plays tight end on the offense, and at 6'3", that's just where I want him to play because he brings that size and physicality to that position.
Atchison going to bring a new player in to kind of anchor down the middle of that front line, and it's going to be the big sophomore, Brody Barnes. Brody's just a big kid in the middle.
He's going to be in, and checking out for a snap is going to be Jaden Carter, who's over here talking to Coach Smith. Quarterback will hand off, they'll sweep right, 45, getting across midfield, picking up a first down, and as he is being tackled, Gus, Tanner Hand, did you see what he did? Something I'd love to see him do. Okay. Wrap both arms, bear hug that football, and said, I am not letting this get away.
Yeah, cover up the football. Great job right there. Another first down for Tonganoxie. They're able to take this thing down into Phoenix territory. Mark down at the 46-yard line. 5:20 left here in the first half.
Wow, this is a time-consuming drive. It's almost 2 minutes long.
That's what I'm saying. They've kind of slowed it down a little bit.
At the 45-yard line of Atchison. Defense jumps, and there's the marker. This is, if previous experience is any indication, it's going to go against Atchison.
It's going against Tongi.
False start?
Yep. The only reason I knew that is Brody Barnes started clapping. He was pretty proud that it was going to go against Tonganoxie. So they're going to be backed up. It'll be a first and 15, 5:05 left here in the first half of play. Tonganoxie with the football, leading by 1, 28-27.
Now the ball is going to be beyond or behind now the 50-yard line. It's own 49 for Tonganoxie, first and 15. Running back of the quarterback's right hand. It'll be given to him at the 50, to the 45, and down to the 42-yard line. That was a nice, quick 10-yard hitter by Tanner Hand. They've got Colton Bruskin out of the game for a couple of plays. Now he's right back in there. I mean, I suppose, you know, you can only run so many 100 yards and a half before you have to get a little breather, right? Bruskin is back into the game. It is a second down. They're going to say his knee went down at the 43-yard line, so it's going to bring up a second down and 7. 4:15 and running along toward intermission. Tonganoxie with the ball and a single-digit lead. Bruskin will take the handoff, power down to the 45. Third down, 4 now.
That time Trey Carter came in. You're starting to see what the Atchison and corners and safeties are going to do with Bruskin. Don't hit him up top. They're just going right for the legs and trying to submarine him out. Now, this is going to be, you called it 3rd and 4, long down for Tonganoxie. Again, though, I think the ball stays with Bruskin. You've seen Tonganoxie slow it down. We're at the 3:50 mark of the first half. Tonganoxie won the toss, deferred to the second half, so they'll get the ball to start the second half as well.
Third down. Hand off Bruskin, and he will get hit, and then break away and pick up a first down. Gets inside the 35, still on his feet to the 30. And a rugby scrum is going to kind of forward progress stopped at the 30-yard line. First and 10, Tonganoxie. Gus, Colton Bruskin was stopped short of the first down, and he absolutely willed himself to pick up that yardage.
Yeah, he just kept those legs driving, pushing, churning, and able to get off the left side, roll forward for a first down, and a big play right there for Tonganoxie. They'll have a first and 10 at the Phoenix 31.
Clearly, at this point of the season, this is easily the best team Atchison has had to face this year. They are a handful. Tonganoxie playing some good football here. First and 10 at the 31. And again, they'll hand off Russman. Starts left, cuts right, picks up about 4 yards. Down to around the 27-yard line. Deacon Stout making his first tackle of the game. Are we at the top?
Yeah, do it.
Okay, here we go, Joseph. Just a little FYI, you're enjoying high school football this evening on CARE Radio, K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison. And now quickly switching from the far right side and kicking out of the game is going to go Owen Schmidt. Returning to the game, Todd Brown, wide receiver for Tonganoxie. We haven't heard a lot from that wide receiving corps. Second down, 5. And off again, Bruskin bounces, slides outside, and then with a strong second effort, ends up with a 4-yard pickup, leaving Tonganoxie facing a 3rd and 1. Again, he was stopped after a yard, maybe 2, but just kept driving and then went forward on the tackle, continued to advance the ball.
This is not a drive we've seen out of Tonganoxie yet, is being able to milk the clock. And right now they're doing a great job. We're down to the 2-minute mark of the first half.
At the 22-yard line, it is 3rd down and 1. And there's your first down and a little bit more. As the running back is going to be Tanner Hand. He scoots to the right side, down to the 19-yard line, where Levante McGowan brings him to the ground. But it's going to be another Chieftain 1st and 10. Now the time is actually becoming a matter with inside 2 minutes to go.
Yeah, now you can start to work again with that little bit of a sense of urgency. Now, in the pregame, we saw their kicker hit from 37, probably good from about 45. Now, that was going to the south end zone. Not much of a breeze, though, tonight.
Little power eye formation. And this time, Bruskin is going to take it out of the Wildcat. A little bit of an Atchison look here. Left side, picking up 5 again, and we're going to get a timeout taken. And let's do it. We'll take a break with the Phoenix with a minute 23 to go in the opening half. The score, Tonganoxie 28, Atchison 27.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Atchison will use, as I recall, their second timeout of the opening half here with a minute 23 to play before intermission. Tonganoxie, a 1-point lead, and they are driving the football. It's 2nd down 5 at the 14-yard line, deep, deep in Phoenix territory.
For Tonganoxie, this is their 5th drive of the first half, 4 touchdowns already.
And again, you have Bruskin back there for the direct snap. Yes, he'll take it. Go left, looks for room, and drags and drives and pushes and pulls and picks up 3, maybe 4. He'll be short of the first down, but it's going to be 3rd and very, very short. The duo of Landon Bell and Levante McGowan, that L&L outside defense, makes the stop, and we are at a minute to go in the half.
Wow, they're going to mark him down a little further back. It's going to be more like a 3rd and 3 for Tonganoxie here.
And Atchison is going to bring Jaden back into the game. And again, the direct snap, running back goes left, and I don't think he got it this time. It is going to pick up a 4th down call. And now we're going to get a Tonganoxie timeout. We're going to hang on to it here, I think, a little bit. We've just about worn Joseph's button hand completely down to a nub here in this first half.
Preston Troy are going to call a timeout, and looking around, I think he's going to leave the offense out on the field. He brings Todd Brown into the ballgame. But you see, he's stalking over there pretty closely, Jackson McWilliams, the kicker. And like I said, he's got plenty of leg to make this. But for Tonganoxie, that'll be their first timeout of the first half, 43 seconds left. Tonganoxie looking at a 4th and, I don't know, let's call it a long yard.
Yeah, even call it 2 if you need to, from the 10-yard line, very deep in Phoenix territory. They lead by 1, continuous lead. Here's the value of a field goal, because if you score again, then of course it's Atchison
you just score twice. I mean, because that puts you beyond a touchdown and two. So there is value in the three-point score here.
I probably would have kicked the field goal and then get the ball to start the second half, but I don't have a problem leaving the offense out here.
And that is exactly what Tonganox is going to do. The offense stays on the field on the fourth down, two call from the 10. The Ats is a 10-yard line. The snap, the handoff, right side, twisting, he's got it. The officials walk it up, they're going to spot it down, they're going to stop the clock as they eye it up, and I believe they've clearly gotten it. Tonganoxie thinks they've gotten it. Atchison's not disputing that they've gotten it. Because if it was really close, and Atchison thought maybe they had even come close to stopping him, you know there'd be some jumping around and some indication of that, and you see none.
AZ's over here trying to eye it up, and he keeps thinking that, like every cornerback, right? Like, he's leading
it,
but I don't know. Jeter's coming over. He thinks it's going to be a turnover on downs. Now, I will tell you, it's not a very generous spot.
It is not.
And I'm not saying it's a right or wrong spot. I'm just saying it's not like they gave him that extra step.
They're bringing the chains in, something we so seldom see in this football day and age with 37 seconds to go in the half. Got to put it down to 15, stretch it out, and stretch it out, and stretch it out, and they're down to the hands and knees. The official's looking, and he's leaning down, and we don't have a call. First down, Tonganoxie! Atchison's defense was running off the field. The official, because he got down on all fours, leaned over the ball, looked down inside, and says, Tonganoxie, first down.
Is that like, you know,
wow.
The note card, right?
Wow. That was a close spot. Now, Tonga quickly back up over. Clock's running again at 35, 34, 33 to go in the half. They lead by one. QB takes it back to throw. Fires one. Fade pattern in the corner. Touchdown. The fade to the left corner of the end zone. And with 26 to go in the half, it is McGraw to Isaiah Holthouse, the 6'1" slot.
For Isaiah Holthouse is going to be his second touchdown in the ballgame. The first one came on that 59-yard touchdown pass at the 10:09 mark. Now, with 26 seconds left, Atchison finds themselves trailing 34-27 with the PAT coming.
Throw over to home for McWilliams. The Tonganoxie point after is placed and kicked, and it is there. Timeout, 26 seconds to go in the opening half. Chieftains extend their lead. Tonganoxie 35, Atchison 27.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Atchison puts his kick return unit out there and the always dangerous Zamar Hernandez settling in at his own 5-yard line, but past several kickoffs by Jackson McWilliams, though, have gone into the end zone where the officials are, of course, do not allow the return.
Four short.
Here's the boot, and this one is going to be short. High. It's going to go out of bounds.
On the fly.
Yeah. And this was
Well, that's not exactly what you wanted. You don't want to give Atchison the ball out to the 45-yard line where you're going to start this possession with 26 seconds.
Let's go. Want to be 35, maybe?
Went out at the 40.
There you go. Yeah, so they're going to bring this thing up, and with 26 seconds to go.
Okay. It is going to be the 35.
It'll be first and 10 for AHS.
You actually pick up 5 yards by kicking it out at the 40.
And you don't have a return.
Yeah.
I think that was really their ultimate goal here. Don't let Zamar touch it. And Zamar will hand it. No, quarterback will keep it. Trey will go straight ahead, and he'll be hit and spun down after a 2-yard pickup.
That time, nothing doing right there. Quickly, Tommy Messersmith makes the stop on the play for Tonganoxie.
That'll be 2nd and 8 for Atchison. Atchison going to utilize their final timeout. Joseph will keep it here. They were just trying to stop it and get another play off with 19.9 seconds.
Now for Atchison, I mean, you're going to throw the ball. Trey Carter's got some great, great receivers. We've seen Jeter make some catches. Samar make some catches. Jay-Z, we've seen Eric Smith. All of these guys have already had some great receptions in this game. And the question is, who are we looking at?
You know, Jay-Z's already got a touchdown. Samar has had some big plays. But I think you're probably looking at Jay-Z. And the only reason I really say that is I think Jeter's going to continue to draw double coverage. So now you need to start looking at your single coverage. And I really think, see, Jay-Z is going to be over here on the near side. The safety is going to be over the top towards Jeter's side. I mean, it is definitely man on an island.
Jay-Z being covered by 5'11", Brendan Brightley. 2nd down, 8 and 9.
Tom Hawks is calling a timeout. Yeah. They messed up this defense, right? You only had 2 guys safety over to the backside. You had 4 guys on the left side of the field on 2 receivers and only 2 guys over here on 2 very fast receivers in Zamar Hernandez and Jay-Z Kelly.
Hey, that was a good job by the Tonganoxie coaching staff and Coach Troyer getting that timeout called when they saw, you know, one of the guys upstairs is screaming into his headset, this is not good. Tell you what is good, college football, and we're going to have a good one for you tomorrow. It is, you believe it, game 11 and senior day for Benedictine as we'll be at Wilcox Stadium. Ravens and the Pioneers.
Doesn't seem long ago we were up there for game 1 against Morningside, but tomorrow the Ravens looking to lock up the South Division Championship and then set around until Sunday night when they'll decide their fate. That's a Sunday, 6 o'clock, I think, is the selection show to see, you know, where the chips fall for the playoffs.
All right, now, we'll assume the Tonganoxie has the alignment which they prefer to have, and I think that looks about right. Kind of a cover two here, back to throw. Trey steps up, looking, throws over the middle, and it's going to be short of a double-covered Samar Hernandez. He had drawn 2 defenders, and if I'm drawing up a defense, which I wouldn't know how to do, I know I would try to put 2 guys on Samar.
Yeah, the problem is you're going to run out of players, right?
That's true.
2 on Zamar, 2 on Jeter. And I think that's why I keep saying you got to look to Jay-Z right here because he's going to be the guy drawing single coverage. He's also working against Brendan Briley, who struggled a little bit in coverage tonight.
3rd down and 7 for the Phoenix. Only 14 seconds remain in the opening half. We got a movement in the slot back. Kind of got the count wrong, and Atchison will cost themselves 5. It'll go down to 3rd and 12. 3rd down, 12, Atchison from their own now 33-yard line.
Do you know the right call here?
Yeah.
As much as you hate to say it, I mean, I think right now you probably just go to the draw and get out of the half because, again, you've only gone backwards on this possession.
See, because you'll get on the draw, you get across the line of scrimmage, and then with those defenders spread out down there, you hope that somebody does something really awesome. Here's the pitch. Hernandez goes outside, trying to get out of bounds, and does with 8 seconds left, having picked up about 4.
Probably could have stayed in the field of play and let the last 8 seconds roll off. Now, for Atchison, they've got a decision to make. With 8 seconds left, they're looking at a 4th and 13. You really don't want to give the ball back to Tonganoxie right around here because, again, not too far from being able to kick a field goal. So Jeter going to come in and expect him to punt this thing away.
And if he's punting, he is only 7 yards back from the football. I mean, that is pretty close. He's standing at his own 30-yard line. Takes a snap, does a boot, and I thought he's going to block it. And that is high and short, and everybody's just going to get away. And the half is going to end on the roll here. 1, and that's it. Before the ball goes to the end, the half expires, and we are at intermission. We'll return here to Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, to summarize the opening half for you. As these two teams head for the locker room, it is Tonganoxie 35, Atchison 27.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. The Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete first half recap is coming up right after this. At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
The Pride of the Phoenix, Atchison High School Marching Band, comes out to entertain this really, really outstanding crowd here at halftime. We take a look at the scoreboard, and you find AHS trailing the visitors from Tonganoxie 35-27 as the teams head to the locker room. And as we saw so many yards and so many points in that first half, that 35-27, that's a high-scoring game. We're halfway through here tonight.
Yeah, and I think we talked about it in the pregame that we expected, you know, maybe the first team to race out to 40 wins, and then all of a sudden you're going to have to start adjusting it. Maybe we're adjusting for inflation. That's what it is, right? But I think that these two teams are going to look to blow past this. Tonganoxie has had the ball five times in the first half. They scored five touchdowns. Atchison has held the ball six times in the first half. They've got four touchdowns. The turnover on downs where they tried the little trickery on fourth down, and then the last possession where ended up with the last 30 seconds and let the ball go to half. So for Atchison, okay, we've seen a lot of Atchison games to this point in the season, right?
We have.
So we can start, you know, reading between the lines of this team. Wasn't a good first half. No, you're good. Wasn't their normal first half, right? They just kind of seemed off a little bit in the first half, and I think Coach Smith would tell you, hey, guys, we've got a lot of things that we can clean up here in the second half. I think it's one of those things, though, that, you know, for Atchison, you can get this thing right. You are going to kick the ball off to start the second half. So it starts probably with getting a defensive stand.
Yeah, and the thing I think the Tonganoxie's brought to the game is Atchison has not seen as effective an offense as Tonganoxie's brought. I mean, nobody scored 27 and a half against Atchison. Most teams haven't scored 27 in a game. Matter of fact, most teams haven't scored half that many in a game against AHS. So the offense that Tonganoxie has put together and brought in here tonight is going to take some adjustment. And the good news for Phoenix fans is this Atchison coaching staff, they are experienced, they are seasoned. There will be adjustments made, and there are going to be, you know, some things done and to fix that in the second half.
I think both teams walk into the locker room and say, wow, the speed. Okay? I think on the first possession, Atchison just boom, 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 gets into the end zone. And all of a sudden, Tonganoxie is sitting there going, man, we couldn't replicate that type of speed in practice. Okay, here we go. We're going to show you what kind of speed we've got. Boom. They march the ball right down the field, finish it off with the Colton Brusvin 1-yard touchdown run. But the speed of Tonganoxie is not just running away from people. It's just how fast they get those plays off. What they're doing is, you know, just quick downhill runs, 3, 5, 7 yards with Brusvin. But again, it has been very effective. Atchison's really struggled right now to really close those gaps and force Tonganoxie to do something else.
Well, we again are going to promote the fact that tomorrow we're going to be up at Wilcox Stadium as the Benedictine Ravens are going to be in week 11, final game of the regular season. It'll be senior day. It's going to be gorgeous outside, and we encourage you to come up and watch BC as the Ravens are going to be in, frankly, the championship game for the South Division in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Benedictine playing host to longtime foe Mid-America.
There's been some good Benedictine Mid-America going
in this one here.
You say that, yes. Anything is possible between now and then. Taking a quick look around, see if we can find that Aquinas score real quick. That's the other game that matters to this one, is the winner of this will take on the winner of St. Thomas Aquinas and Faithful Linwood, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, anyway, but yeah, we'll search around and see if we can't come up with that. But yeah, at the end of the first quarter, it was St. Thomas 14, base or nothing. So, for Atchison, again, a lot of things to talk about in the locker room for Tongue and Oxy. Probably just get some rest in the locker room. And again, this second half is set for a shootout.
We're looking forward to bringing it to you live here on Kent Radio. But right now, a quick break. It's halftime at Amelia Earhart Stadium, and with that intermission score, Tonganoxie 35, Atchison 27. We send you back to the Kent Radio Sports Studios and our man Joseph, who has got a playoff quality halftime ready for you.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Atchison, Oskaloosa, and Effingham. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. I'd like to mention that we've got Benedictine Ravens football for you tomorrow afternoon. Kickoff is scheduled for 1 p.m., but of course, join us a little bit early, right around 12:40 or so, to get all of that pregame show. I'm sure that we will have sub-state football next Friday night. It is to be announced at this point. It looks like it's going to be an exciting second half in this game. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msconews.net. I'm Brian Hagan, inviting you to stay up to date both on the air and online with MSC Radio News. We start every weekday with a recap of the hottest stories impacting your life at 6 o'clock, then follow that up with major newscasts at 7 and 8. That leads up to our noon hour report. We close out the day with our evening report at 5 o'clock. Late-breaking news is also found online, anytime around the clock, at msconews.net. We are your only source for local daily news. We are msconews.net.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Acheson Auto Parts. It's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Taking a look around the area, we've got a lot of games in action tonight here on sectional night here in Kansas. In the Axtell-Osborne game, it is completed. Axtell beat Osborne at the half, 54-6. JCN and Olpe were reporting at the half a score of JCN 30, Olpe 0. In the Holton-Frontenac game at the half, it was Holton 14, Frontenac 7. The Sabetha Blue Jays and Humboldt Cubs are meeting up tonight. In that game at the half, it was Sabetha 14, Humboldt Colts 12. However, upon returning, Sabetha ran down the field, and it is now 21-12 in the Blue Jays' favor. Going a little bit wider afield in the Nemaha Central, the Thunder are leading the Osage Indians, Osage City Indians, 26-14 at the half. In the Frankfurt-Hanover game, it is a heck of a game. It's 20 points on Frankfurt's side to Hanover's 12. Taking an in-depth look at 4A standings, Aquinas is leading Baser Linwood 24-0. Wamego is leading Wellington 28-0. Hanover Central is leading McPherson 14-7. And in this game, at the half, we've got the Tonganoxie Chieftains at 35 points. Atchison High Phoenix sitting at 27. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Strong Body Shop in Atchison is here for all your auto body needs. From door dings to scratches or full-on crashes, we are here to help you out. Give us a call at 367-2457 to schedule your free estimate. Here at Strong's, we are cheering on Trey, Jaden, and the Phoenix football team as they tackle the playoffs. Go get them, boys!
Hi. This is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 30. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 56. Lows level off around 35 tomorrow night. Turning warmer Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-60s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 30 tonight. We should top out at 56 tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now, it feels like 37 out there. We're currently reading up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in Atchison, 37.4 degrees. The winds are out of the south-southeast at 2 miles per hour. Relative humidity 63%, the dew point 26 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.34 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom and Gus Couts courtside in just a couple of moments.
At Amberwell, they understand that choosing the right Medicare plan can be overwhelming. Low monthly premiums are tempting, but remember, it's not always about the cost. It's about what's covered. You could get caught in a plan this year that doesn't truly meet your needs. That's why they encourage you to take advantage of Amberwell's Medicare Optimized service. It's free and provides you with a dedicated healthcare benefits navigator to assist you in selecting the plan best suited to your unique healthcare needs. Schedule your free Medicare Optimized service today by calling 913-367-2650.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chick the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2650. 867-2310.
That wraps up the Amberwell Health Halftime Show. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Stay tuned for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads at Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week on CARE 93.7 and online at mscsports.net under the Listen Live tab.
And with that, we welcome you back again. Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, the site of this Class 4A Sun-State ball game. And, wow, halftime, 35-21 Tonganoxie on the road tonight has taken the lead into the locker room. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph. He's a producer, engineer, halftime guru, taking care of us all. Joseph, thank you very, very much. Gus Counts with me here upstairs. Tom Counts and look, us two teams have gone through little warm-ups. Coach Smith is down there talking to the official. I don't think he's real happy with some of the calls that haven't, maybe have not been made in the course of the opening half. I think he's less happy with the fact that he trails at halftime, and I don't think that he's done that all year.
No, I was going to say, I can almost go out on that branch and say that they haven't trailed at half this season. Like I said, I think maybe the last time they probably trailed was 7-0 against Ottawa back in week one. This team just doesn't get behind much. So, again, starting to look at a little adversity and be able to look yourself in the mirror at halftime and say, hey, guys, this is on us here in the second half. We have to come back and win this ball game. Where a lot of these games this season, it's just like kind of coast and just make sure you don't lose it. But now you're going to have to go out. And for Atchison, it starts with this first possession in the second half. Got to go out and get a stop because, again, you can't win a game when you're trailing at half if you're just going to trade touchdowns for Tonganoxie. 5 possessions, 5 touchdowns in the first half.
That is a tremendous statistic and a very, very, very impressive number.
That's how every offensive coordinator draws it up, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you've said this.
Yeah, I asked the college coach one time. I said, why don't you just, you know, play the plays that score? He said, counts every play is designed to score.
Every play.
So there's that. Atchison, by the way, in there. Red jerseys, red pants, white helmets, white lettering and trim for Tonganoxie. It is white helmets and white jerseys, red pants, red lettering and trim. For Atchison, that's kind of the old Arizona Cardinal-looking, kind of a, you know, St. Louis Cardinals, football Cardinals-looking uniform.
It's a little deeper red.
Here we go. Atchison set to put a toe to it, and Bonnell advances. There's the kick. Atchison may have been offside, no penalty, and the kick is going to be taken over the shoulder at the 10-yard line. Brock straight back up across the 20, up the numbers 25, riding the wave to very near the 30, still going forward almost to the 35-yard line. That's a tough call. If you're the official, when, I mean, at what point do you say that play is stopped and dead?
Yep. Well, so many injuries happen on that push, right?
So
because,
many.
Again, if I'm a defensive player, I'm trying to take the legs out of the back because that's the only way to take him down. And, again, you're flying in there, you're hitting legs. It's a dangerous play.
Chieftains have the football to begin things. 1st and 10, and it's going to be spotted at the 34-yard line. Quarterback Trevor McGraw has had a great first half, and even with a better first half is running back Colton Brusman, who takes that first handoff in the second half. Atchison is looking for him, and you know what? If I'm going to stick somebody on you, defensively, it's going to be Levante McGowan. He makes that stop after a gain of 3 or 4.
But again, a gain of 3 or 4 is enough to keep pushing forward for Tonganoxie right now.
Chieftains are no longer racing to the line of scrimmage, snapping the ball as quickly as they can. They are all now still looking over at the far sideline, looking at coach. The tempo of the game has dramatically shifted slower. Back to throws quarterback, and he's going deep. Right side, he's got his man, and it's going to be broken up inside the 30-yard line down around the 25. Zamar Hernandez with the one-on-one coverage deep downfield on Owen Schmidt.
That's an interesting play call right there for Tonganoxie. In the first half, if they threw the football, it was always on first down. They never threw it on second down. That time, they threw it on second down. Now, they're where you always have a problem with, right? Throwing the ball on second down, if you don't complete it, now you're looking at third and long.
Smith slot to the left side. Schmidt is wide to the left side for the Chieftains on his third down, 7 call at their own 37-yard line.
We got a text that says JCN's laying the wood. It didn't tell me anything other than that. So I'm going to guess JCN might be leading Olpe, but not much more than that.
Third down call. And the wraparound handoff, and that is well defended by Atchison. They expected Colton Brustman. He got the ball, and right back there for Atchison, Eric Smith III
did a great job. Defensive end playing straight contained. Wasn't an edge. It was a defensive end. Got up there, turned it back inside, made the tackle with Levante McGowan, and for the first time today, we're going to see a punt for Tonganoxie.
And Atchison's going to send Lance Norris back. He is going to be the punt return guy. He usually is, but we haven't seen him back there today.
That's a bad timeout. Atchison's going to have to burn a timeout here, as they didn't have enough players on the field. Probably would have played with 10 on that one versus these timeouts become very valuable here in the second half.
We're going to hang on to it, Joseph, as AHS huddles up. Coach Smith is going to go out and visit with him, bring an extra guy out along.
I can always rely on Joseph.
Joseph is so good.
JCN leading Olpe 30-0 at the half. So, all right, now the Chargers looking pretty strong.
Right now, you're talking about JCN. This is the deepest into the high school football playoffs they have ever gotten. Seems like always in the second round, they've run into Olpe or Centralia.
And they're running over those teams
and
that
now,
have gotten in their way in the past.
Yeah, that tells you you're pretty good. Fourth down, here comes the punt. Snap is back, is clean, the boot is away. It's a little wobbly, but deep. Pounding at the 30, and it's going to be covered up at the 36-yard line by Tonganoxie. Atchison will have really nice field position to begin this initial possession of the second half. And because it is huge for Atchison that they force Tonganoxie into a 3-and-out to begin the second half. That
yeah,
is big.
And we talked about it coming back from the break that you needed to start right away in the second half, and they did it right there, getting a big stop. And now Atchison puts their offense out on the field. The big question becomes, when do you start to chase that point? Because I'm bad. I want to get that point right away. I would have chased it by now, but Atchison has been patient to this point.
Quarterback is going to keep it himself, make the late pitch. Zamar is going to be chased out of the backfield. Eludes the first two guys. The ball's stripped out of his hand, though. He's going to hang on, I guess. I thought it was taken away, but somehow he's able to hold on and pick up two. That was a high-risk play with minimal gain. Second down and 8.
What did it say, high-risk, low-reward right there?
Now Atchison's going to return Jaden Carter into the backfield. And quarterback play actions back to throw with time over the middle and curling back, making a catch. Jeter Purdy will have a first down across midfield at the 48-yard line, picked up about 15.
I know you like the play where you go 11 yards when you need 10 and come back. That time you needed 8, got 15.
First and 10, penalty markers litter the field as Trey Carter will keep the ball himself, be stopped after picking up about 3. And let's see what the call is, if it is prior to the inception of the play.
Probably was a formational issue. I mean, it was thrown right away against Atchison.
This was having a very brief conversation, and our referee tonight is going to come over and let us know what this is all about. 9:39 to play in the third quarter. But this time of the first quarter, we had about 7 scores.
Tony may have been lined up across the football.
It looks like it may be
Tonganoxie. Tonganoxie backing up a little bit. I think Tonganoxie just lined up over the football. Or had 12 guys on the field.
Wow.
So illegal participation is going to be a 5-yard penalty. Atchison now looking at a 1st and 5.
Now, as an offense, you have to have so many at the line, so many off the line. Defensively, you can put all 11 guys up on the line, right? I mean, it doesn't matter. Quarterback back to throw again, and he is going deep, looking downfield, and a great pass catch
We're going to say out of bounds.
Yep. At the 10-yard line. That was a phenomenal effort by Jay-Z, but apparently he just can touch the sideline.
How about that? Double coverage. Jay-Z goes up, rips the ball out of the air, but not able to stay in the field of play. That'll be an incomplete pass. Second and five. I like the play call, right? Dial one up deep on first and five. Now you have the next couple down to pick up those 5 yards.
Trips left side. QB keeps it himself again. Carter will bounce, cut left, spins around inside the 40, and will be very close to the first down mark with 9:20 to go in the third quarter. And officials are going to stop the clock and look at the spot of the ball. I think he perhaps has gotten the first down. And again, they're going to eye this up, looking at it really hard. I mean, this is a playoff game. They're all very important.
And you look out there on the field. Bertie Barnes walks up and he said, that's a first down. The official's going to eye it up and he's got that laser vision. He had that all night, right? He's going to say it's third and a quarter of a football.
Yes. Not much to go. Trey will take it and will pitch back. Zamar will turn the edge to the 35, 30. Zamar bumped out of bounds just shy of the 20-yard line. Needed it. That quarter length of the football gets about 19.
T.J. Leeper finally comes down and makes the stop for Tong and Oxy. Clock will stop momentarily with 9 minutes left here in the third quarter. Atchison trailing Tong and Oxy, 35-27.
Atchison a little confused now, turning personnel in and out of the game. Jaden Kerner's going to come in very late. Back to throw again is Trey. Pumps, goes down. Matter of fact, tripped over his lineman.
At that time, Trey holding on to the ball too long. He was looking down the field, and he wanted Jeter. Jeter was pushed up to the sideline. His second choice was Lance Norris. Norris couldn't shake free, and when it's all said and done, it'll be a second down and a loss of about 5 on the play. Second and 15 for the Phoenix.
Very recoverable kind of a range here, the way Atchison's capable of moving the ball.
Atchison is running some players on very late right now.
This time, the handoff will go Zamar, 25. To the 20, breaks to the 15, Zamar to the 10, Zamar to the end zone, touchdown, Phoenix, another score for Zamar Hernandez.
You want to go?
Yeah.
Don't you? Over Zamar. That is going to be his third touchdown of the ball game. He has a 14-yard touchdown reception, an 11-yard run, and now tack on his third of the ball game, and right here is where Atchison might chase that point.
Let's see what they decide to do, and they will. The offense is going to stay on the field. It is Trey Carter, the quarterback, running back. Jaden Carter, QB's back. Look at the throw. Beebe over the middle. It's good. Caught by Jeter Purdy, and the two-point conversion is successful. We're taking a break. 8:22 to go in the game, and we're starting over. Atchison 35, Tonganoxie 35.
Hey, this is Sadie from Cornerstone Print Co. at 1403 Main Street in Atchison. We're your one-stop shop for screen-printed and embroidered apparel, promotional materials, signs and banners, and so much more. At Cornerstone, our goal is to make your team, business, or organization look good. Speaking of looking good, if you want to check out some pretty good football, be sure to check out our Atchison Phoenix as they continue their march to state. Go Big Red!
Here comes the Atchison kicking unit. And just 35-35. We're at 70 points now. And the game is reset. And old Mo has shifted over to the Phoenix sideline.
Yeah, right now Atchison's come out of the locker room. They're charged up. And then they finally chase that point, tie it up at 35, and let's hit the reset button.
Here's Colton Bile going to put a toe to it. Atchison going left to right, the boot away, and we're in, spinning fast, caught at the 17 to the 25, contact at the 30, forward to the 33.
That time Isaiah Holthouse with the return, and he gets up to the 30, picked up, driven backwards, and on the kick coverage, you're going to have Zadron Mays, a freshman, made that stop. And that was a pretty impressive play because Zadron is not the biggest guy in the world. Isaiah Holthouse, 6'1", 175, got picked up and thrown.
Todd Brown coming to the near side. Also, Isaiah Holthouse, first and 10 from their own 33-yard line. Tonganoxie, they're going to see if they can get a little momentum back. Here's a pass over to the near flat. That was a high-risk pass, and it's going to be complete, and it's going to be a big gain. 40, 50, 40. They're going to score. 20-10. That thing is going the distance. One play drive, 67 yards. Trevor McGraw to Todd Brown. And as quickly as that, the Atchison Phoenix find themselves trailing. They had tied this game, Gus, for 19 seconds.
That time, they swung the ball over into the flat. And as Atchison's defender was going to catch or going to try to intercept the ball, got tripped up by another player, and when it was all said and done, a huge play for Tonganoxie, and only took 18 seconds.
PAT coming up here for Jackson McWilliams. He has been impressive tonight. All both kickers have. This point up is good. Joseph, another timeout. That didn't take long. 8:03 to go in the third quarter. More points raining here at Amelia Earhart Stadium, where it's Tonganoxie 42, Atchison 35.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Atchison, Oskaloosa, and Effingham. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Well, Tonganoxie has come to play here tonight with 8:03 to go in the third quarter. Lead Atchison 42-35. Welcome back, everybody. This crowd, with 8:03 to go in the third, the crowd's got to be exhausted already, as we are now at 77 combined points. And we're not near done. I'm telling you, this is not the final score here tonight. McWilliams from right to left kicks it away. His high and short kick for the first time. Fair caught by an up man standing on the 25-yard line. Atchison, a nice job there by Aiden Revan. He said, okay, they're not asking me to return this, just to field this ball, and he does it well. And here comes the Phoenix offense. Now, in the previous possession, Atchison did a really fine job. They motored down the field, clipped right on down, scored, and then successfully converted the two-point conversion to draw the game back to a tie, only to see Tonganoxie score on one long play. And here goes the other way. In a 10-5 touchdown, Atchison, a 75-yard score. And Atchison is right back to within a point.
Wow. We've seen a 67-yard pass from Tonganoxie. And then, what do we have? 12 seconds later, Atchison, Zamar Hernandez, goes for 75 yards. Fourth touchdown of the ball game. Zamar has all of a sudden become a focal point of this offense, right? He is this Atchison offense tonight.
Atchison getting the right guys out there. The PAT guys never dreamed they'd be coming out of the next play. Here's the point. It is kicked by Bonnell. Count it. We're tied again. Joseph, we now are on a mission to completely exhaust you. Timeout on the field at 7:51 to go in the third quarter. Atchison 42, Tonganoxie 42.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
know, you would think, Jeff, that we were at the Atchison High Gymnasium, and these two teams were, you know, were going up and down the basketball court. Because with 7:51 to go in the third quarter, 42-42 would be a pretty high-scoring basketball game.
How about this? Atchison scored two touchdowns in 31 seconds. How about that one for you?
Here's a kick away. And count of the 15. Return to the 20. And tripped up and down at the 30-yard line. Yeah, but between those two touchdowns, Tonganoxie scored one.
Yep. So
incredible. Tongi will begin this series, first and 10, from its own 30-yard line. 42-42. Well, I'm going to tell you something else. 50 is not going to be enough to win tonight.
Yeah, so we started in the pregame. We laughed and said, first one to 40. And then I said, all right, we got a little inflation. Let's push it up to 50. You're going to be like in the 60s to win this thing.
Yes. First and 10 at the 30. Hand off to the powerful running back, and here he goes up the right side to the 35-40. And first down at the 43-44-yard line. And there again is Colton Brisbane. This young man has been outstanding tonight for Tonganoxie.
I'm going to tell you, this game's got a shot for your highest scoring game.
14 yards on that carry. First and 10. Tongi. For the back on either side of Trevor McGraw. The snap, and again it's Bruskin. This time he's going to be wrapped up in the backfield. And how about Eric? No, Carter. Carter Gilmore.
Carter Gilmore, not a guy we see a lot on the defensive line, able to get in there tonight, kind of spell some guys and make the big play right there. Yogi going to check out. We're going to see back into the ball game. Jaden Carter.
Second down and 11. Actually, negative yardage on that play. We've seen that rarely tonight.
Very few of those.
Second down and 11 for Tonganoxie. Back to throw McGraw. Going deep, wide open downfield, caught inside the 30 at the 25-yard line. If that ball had been thrown a little deeper, that's another score. But Isaiah Holthouse with the catch, and that is a 30. Where they're going to spot it down, 37-yard reception.
Yeah, that time Isaiah Holthouse did a great job of going up, making the reception. As he was coming down, the defender was able to get his arm in there, but Isaiah able to complete the catch in a big gain for the Chieftains.
First and 10 now at the Atchison 23. And left side is going to be Brunson. He will pick up about 4 yards. Jaden Carter, Trey Carter, the duo on the Phoenix tackle. Second down, 7 at 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Tied here at 42.
This won't get to that Atchison Highland Park game from last year where Atchison won 70-56, but we're going to flirt with it a little bit.
Again, Bruskin slides right, looking for a little blocking. It never appears. And what a nice job in the middle by Levante McGowan. Good job by Levante just getting in there and plugging that thing up, leaving Tonganoxie at the Atchison 20-yard line, and they face a third down and 6.
So for Atchison, they've done a little better job of keeping Colton Brisbane under control in the second half, but it's been the passing game of Tongi.
Penalties all over. Here's what happened. You had stacked receivers on the left side, and the front one took off about a half count too quickly, and he was launched.
Yeah, but for Atchison, it's kind of a tough break because it was a bad snap to the quarterback that went between his legs, and by the time he went back and corralled it, it stopped the play for the false start. So instead of 3rd and 6, we're now looking at 3rd and 11. You're going to see trips to the left, one to the right. Running back's going to be offset to the right hip of the quarterback on this 3rd and 11.
Tyler Pankey's in as a receiver for Chaggy. He's a 6'2" junior. The pass will be caught by a receiver in the backfield. He's going to be hit, and what a shot by Jaden Carter. Wow.
Jaden Carter sniffed out the screen right there as the two linemen came at him. I don't think I've really seen this much. He turned sideways. The two guys went between him, and then he turned and made a big play on the back. And now we're looking at a 4th down, and Jackson McWilliams going to be in to kick a field goal. This thing's going to be, what?
41.
41, and he was good from 37 in pregame. He was good from probably 45 distance-wise in pregame going this way to the south.
As a high school kicker, this is a long, long number. From 41 yards away, McWilliams. Is it down and up? That's got lots of height. It's got lots of length. It is perfect. And that thing would have been good from another 15. Timeout on the field at 4.5 to go in the third. Back in front goes Honganoxie. Keaton 45, Phoenix 42.
Coming soon, Westside Grooming and Boarding, opening December 29th in the former Westside Vet Clinic location at 17014 286th Road, run by Kim Woodson, current veterinary assistant to Dr. Walls. Woodson will offer grooming and boarding services and will continue to provide the same compassionate care and comfort as was demonstrated by Dr. Walls and his staff. Watch for more information about Westside Grooming and Boarding.
Well, again, Atchison is going to be called on to answer a score by Tonganoxie, but this time it's not a touchdown. It is a field goal, 45-42. Chieftains in front, 4.5 to go in the third quarter.
That drive took 3 minutes and 21 seconds, one of our longer drives here of the second half.
Here comes McWilliams, and the senior kicks it high and very short. Up man takes it, drops it. It's on the ground, and he covers it up to the 30. That could have been catastrophic.
But the problem is with a kickoff, you've got to field it. But able to fall on it, and for Atchison, they're going to take over at their own 31-yard line with 4:28 left here in, hard to believe, only the third quarter of play.
Atchison, you know, they've been moving the ball so well all night long, and continue to move it well here in the second half where they've got 2 third-quarter touchdowns already. QB will keep it himself, straight ahead running, and Trey is going to be hit, loses it. It belongs to Tommy, or are they going to call it down?
He was down.
This is coming up second half.
He hit the ground. The ball popped out after he bounced off the ground, so it'll be second down, Atchison.
The Tommy. Oh! All right, not too thrilled with that call. Here comes Atchison back up on a second down and 8 call. Trey will send it, motion to the right side with Smith. He'll be on the right with Hernandez. QB again back, looking, steps up, going very deep, and that's way over Jeter.
From what Jeter was running a post, and that thing was more between the hashes, and is just not there. It'll bring up now a 3rd and 8 for the Phoenix offense.
Now I'm going to tell you what's not there, and that was the coverage for Tonganoxie, because, again, the mismatch between 6'4", Jeter Purdy, and 5'9", Todd Brown is just remarkable.
What Atchison's going to have to start to do is get the ball to Jeter quicker, right? Like, don't wait for him to get 30 yards down the field. I get it, that's nice, but you've got a shot. Ooh, that worried me, to get it to him fast.
Here we go. Quarterback's back. He's hit, and Trey Carter sacked at the 25-yard line by Tommy Messersmith. So sack at the 27-yard line.
Yeah, so a loss of, call it 6 on the play. It'll bring up now a 4th and 15 for Atchison, and you're going to see Jeter out to punt. This has been interesting tonight.
Jeter's going to take a deeper snap. And it's over his head. It's at the 10, 5. It's in the end zone. Purdy throws it out the back for the safety.
Yeah, it's okay.
So Jeter was chasing that thing. It was way over his head. And he gets in the middle of the end zone, not wanting to risk turning it over or worse yet, fumbling and allowing Tonganoxie to cover it up for a touchdown. He just takes both hands and shovels it out the back of the end zone. It is now 47-42, and you're right, that 2 points is not a really big deal. But Atchison's going to have to free-kick the ball away, and ultimately Tonganoxie is going to be back in control of the football with that lead. 3:20 remaining to be played in the third quarter. We're just starting to talk about the fact that Jeter's been taking very short drops. He's only been 7-8 yards behind the center when he's been punting these away, and they've been very high and relatively short kicks this time. He's taken a full 12-13 yard drop, okay? And I think the center knowing he was deeper, just gave it a little extra steam.
Yeah. So, for Atchison, they're going to be set to do the free kick, and the officials are asking, what are you guys doing? Are you kicking it off? Are you punting the ball?
And you have the option out of the safety.
And Jeter says, I'll let you guess.
Yeah.
And goodness, you're going to, yeah, Jeter's just going to free kick this thing and punt it away.
Now, when Aiden was here, they might have not done this. It depends on your personnel and a lot of things. There's the punt. It is high, wobbly, not terribly deep. And the play must have been called dead because nobody moves.
Yeah, the white hat killed the play from behind.
Okay, that punt was relatively short, fielded around the Tonganoxie 40-yard line. So if that gives you any indication what Tonganoxie might be anticipating, they're going to have to be looking for something a little bit shorter because none of Jeter's punts yet tonight have been really deep. They've all been high and relatively short. That one, again, really high and even more short. Fair catch called for, dropped, and then covered up by Tonganoxie at the 43. Guys are having a hard time handling the ball, and that's twice now. Tonganoxie on a high, short, Jeter-pretty punt has not been able to handle it.
Yeah, and for Jeter, he kicks that thing high, and it kind of knuckles over, right? It's not a nice spiraling ball coming towards you. It's not end over end. The ball just hangs and barely turns over as it comes down. I think I've described it earlier this season. It's very Hoyt Wilhelm-like.
There you go. First and 10 at the 43. Straight ahead running. Big running back for Tonganoxie. Colton Brisbin is good for 4.
And that's been one of his better runs here in the second half. Atchison's done a great job here after coming out of the locker room of kind of containing Brisbin here in the second half. For Tonganoxie, I think you've got to slow this ball game down a little bit. You find yourself up 5. You got a big running back, and again, let him go.
Schmidt wide left, covered by Jay-Z. And again, Brisbin is your running back. He will slash to the right side, mowed down at the midfield stripe after a short gain. A couple of yards there. Deacon Stout with another Phoenix tackle. I'm sure they're going to mark him more at the 49-yard line, just short of midfield. Third down, 4 for Tonganoxie. Clock rolling now with 2:20 to go in the third. It is 47-42. Tonganoxie in front as you've got high school playoff football here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. The third down call for the Chieftains from midfield. And the draw play is going to be a lost play as Levante McGowan shoots into the backfield, tackles the ball carrier immediately after he was handed that by Trevor McGraw. Tonganoxie will be forced to kick it away again.
And so for Tonganoxie in the first half, we saw them with 5 possessions, 5 touchdowns. So far here in the second half, this will be their 4th possession. They've got 2 punts, a touchdown, a field goal, and then you give them the safety on that last Atchison possession. They found themselves in, you know, not as favorable positions in the second half.
The snap is back, and the kick is away. Oh, that's
very
nice.
Short.
Yeah. Not deep. Atchison doesn't know where it's at. It's going to be taken by an up man. Braces up the left side. That is DeMar, and a marker is down in the middle.
So there is a penalty marker right at the line of scrimmage. And for Tonganoxie, they're going to hope that's a penalty against Atchison.
Personal foul, Atchison. Didn't see it. Don't know what transpired. But it was something of an emphatic call by our officiating crew here tonight. Coach Smith is way out in the field because he is requesting and deserves an explanation as to what has been called and what's going on now.
I mean, it was during the punt. I can't figure out how you find a personal foul in the middle of the line.
Now, Coach Smith has summoned the official over.
I understand if it was like a chop or a high-low, but just a blatant personal foul. I don't get this.
The official coming over to talk to the Phoenix staff. And the penalty is set. The ball's going to go down now to the Atchison 41-yard line. Tonganoxie has it. Minute 24 to go, and they breathe new life. First and 10, Tonganoxie. They'll begin here at the 41. And the handoff, into the backfield, working his way back to the line of scrimmage and then ultimately beyond just a little bit. And another Deacon Stout tackle.
We're starting to see Deacon Stout get really involved in the second half because he's playing a little more of that backside linebacker. And I think what Atchison is doing is saying, Deacon, go. Right? Like, follow Brosman. Wherever he is, you need to be back there. And right now, he's doing a good job of it. He's going to bring up a second and eight now for Tonganoxie with 45 seconds left here in the first half.
And again, Tonganoxie taking all the time in the world. Yeah, I got it. Tonganoxie taking all the time in the world. They're in no hurry. Leading by five. And off again, it's going to be Brosman. Nowhere. Levante McGowan stretches him out. Brings him to the ground, maybe a yard.
I feel like this defense is playing with a little more purpose as this game has progressed, and now we're down to 19. And if I were Tonganoxie, I would limp this thing into the fourth quarter.
And that's what they're going to do. They're exiting the field, and we're going to take a timeout. Three quarters in the book, Class 4A football playoff action. Tonganoxie 47, Atchison 42.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Papa John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Cook a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. A la burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
I'll tell you what, this game has been interesting on many, many levels tonight. We've seen some incredible performances. We have seen some big plays. We've seen a lot of offense. And we've still got one quarter to go. And we're a long way from having this thing decided. It's 47-42. Redmond Tonganoxie leading Atchison High School. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studio. Gus Counts with me here in the booth, Tom Counts. And, of course, after this, it's the high school football scoreboard show. To begin the fourth quarter, it will be Tonganoxie with the football, looking at a third down, eight inside the Atchison 40-yard line. Still looking to keep a drive alive. Atchison looking to get the ball back. The handoff is going to go to the lead running back for this team, Colton Brusman. And, again, Deacon Stout with another stop. Now, Gus, talking to Coach Smith, he told me something in a conversation that we shared in the morning show today with Brian Hagan that I was unaware of in the last 4 weeks. Deacon Smith has been playing out there with a cast and a broken hand.
Okay, so I saw that on the opening kickoff. I saw Deacon out there with looked to be a whole lot of gear on that right hand. Now, it's fourth and six, and Tongi going to leave the offense out on the field.
It's taking a lot of time. Big call for the Chieftains on a fourth down and half a dozen. Short of the Atchison 35-yard line. Are they going to just take the penalty? No. Quarterback is back to throw. Looking. Running. Hit. Sacked at the 40-yard line by Eric Smith.
That time they were looking down the field. They wanted to go to Isaiah Holthouse, but I'm telling you, wearing that Isaiah Holthouse jersey was Damar Hernandez just step for step, and now a turnover on downs. This is a big play now for Atchison, or a big possession.
Phoenix offense got to take advantage of what the defense has just handed. That's a huge Atchison stand. 11 minutes to play in the game. Atchison trails by five. AHS is going to swing. Samar Hernandez first to the slot. Now in motion, he'll take the handoff, cut to the outside, be pulled down from behind at the 45-yard line, picking up about four.
This time, Samar running off the right side, finally able to drag him down was Todd Brown, the backside cornerback. Brown, we've talked about a handful of times. Now Atchison quickly back up over the football. They're going to turn, hand it off to Jaden. He'll hit the middle, no gain. It'll bring up now a third down for the Phoenix.
Atchison trying to can fill the tempo up and quickly back over it. Back to throw. Trey Carter launching deep downfield, and what a catch! Gina Purdy, touchdown!
They're going to say he's down.
They're going to call him down?
Yeah.
Inside the one.
That is a terrible spot.
He got tripped up at the three, but I thought he was able to lunge and leap before he hit the ground.
Jeter in triple coverage. I don't know how he caught that thing. He went out, just caught it with the strong fingertips right there. Hatches is now going to line up in that power formation. You know me, I'm not a fan of this one.
Jaden is going to take the direct snap. We'll take it, run right, lean, and dive into the end zone. Touchdown, Phoenix. 10-16 to go in that fourth quarter. And now, Atchison is retaking the lead at 48-47. If you're Atchison, do you go for two? Gotta go for two.
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta go for two.
He's quickly saying offense, get back out there. You need the two. Because again, you want to go up by three with that whole field goal kicker. Kind of.
Because right now you're leading by one. So two does you no benefit whatever. And suddenly the blocked field goal and a safety or the blocked PAT and then a safety and then a field goal. Those 1, 2, and 3 point scores are making all kinds of difference in the number game. So here comes Atchison going for two. Samar, sweep, turn, scores! Hernandez for two! And we have a timeout. 10-16 to play in the game. Phoenix back on top. It's Atchison 50, Tonganoxie 47.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Again, the crowd on hand is absolutely on its feet. They are standing, they are cheering, and it's not one team. This phone team is everybody in the place. I've been standing all night.
Can I tell you something?
Go for it.
We're 10 minutes away from this ball game being over.
Well, on the clock, maybe.
Well,
look, we have done 45.
We're 10 minutes away from one of these teams packing it up for the season and ending it in a just crazy fashion, right?
Whichever team loses this one is just going to, they're just going to be sick because how this has gone. It's going to be a hard loss for somebody.
Yeah. I know that was.
Yeah, it's on there intentionally.
Oh, well.
It's okay because that way I can hear better. Okay, that makes a difference.
Crazy.
There's the kick into the end. Field it at the 15-yard line. Keep them returned to the 20, 30, 40, 50. Left side, 40, 35, break the tackle, 30, 20, down to the 17-yard line. What a Tonganoxie return. 33 on that side, and another 35 on that side. That was a 68-yard kickoff return.
And for Tonganoxie, they've been able to do this tonight, right? When they need a big play, they've been able to get that answer, and right there, a huge kickoff return. You remember back to when Atchison scored to start the second half after forcing a punt? Tonganoxie answered back in one play. Here we go. Tonganoxie now with it inside the 20.
It's first and 10 at the 17. They'll try to sweep right. Oh, no, they won't. There's no way they're getting away from Levante McGowan. He is having maybe his best game of the year.
Levante really starting to step it up here in the second half. We've seen him get into the backfield. We've seen him get those TFLs and just be a disruptor in that backfield. Great job right there for the big 6 foot, 240-pound junior defensive end for Atchison. It's now second and 14 for Tonganoxie. And again, here in the second half, we've seen the Chieftains kind of pace themselves a little bit, slowing it down on the offensive side.
And a switch being made in the Chieftain backfield on the second down 13 call. The sweep to the left side and cutting straight up the middle and getting a lot of it back is going to be Brusman. Trey Carter will tackle him inside the 15-yard line. They're down to the 12 and
you know what they are?
Yeah,
Yeah,
they're in field goal range.
Absolutely. I was thinking about that the minute they brought that return back, they were. Third down, 5 at the 12. Again, the running back goes left side, slow walks it, and he's going to be stopped after a very short gain, and Tonganoxie is going to have to bring the field goal unit out here. It is fourth down.
That time, great job by Miles Greenlee, who you talked to the coach about. He stepped into this middle linebacker position. He's really starting to figure out how to do this. That time, able to switch it to the or stretch it to the sideline, force him out of bounds, a loss on the play, and here we go.
Into the game, Jackson McWilliams. Jackson is almost just done playing on Fridays, and he's going to start playing on Saturdays.
Can I tell you? This is a big kick right here.
It'll be down to the 19. It is a 29-yard effort held by Zakiya Glover. He does nothing on the team but hold these kicks. He's a little guy, places it down the boot. It is just a screamer that is up and good. And we're taking another break. We've got another tie. 8:51 to play in the game. It is Atchison 50, Tonganoxie 50.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Football game, absolutely, unequivocally, do not get any better than this.
This is what happens when you're playing football during basketball season.
That's right, and we are. Here's a kick away. And we're in Tonganoxie, taken by Atchison at the 21-yard line. Over to the left side, penalty markers are going to sail as the return up the left side by J.C. Kelly is going to be out of bounds into the Atchison sideline, and we're going to have an illegal block against Atchison on the return.
You know me, I like a good 50-50. I just didn't think it was going to be the score tonight. 50-50 after Tonganoxie ties it up with a 29-yard field goal. Jackson McWilliams now has a 41 and 29-yard field goal tonight. You also throw in a safety on the night. We've kind of seen everything. Lots of fireworks, lots of points, and when it's all said and done, I'm going to get a block in the back here. And Coach Smith isn't happy. I get it. It was a hit on the side, but anytime you make that contact with somebody and you don't see their front numbers, it's going to be a penalty right there.
So here we go. The penalty's assessed. It will be Atchison football. Phoenix are going to have it. Ben Sandaroon, 25-yard line. No spotter down to the 23. 8:45 to go in the ball game. It is 50-50. Atchison and Tonganoxie. Wide to the right side. Jeter Purdy, Zamar Hernandez, penalty markers prior to the snap, and it's going to go against Atchison, false start. A couple of substitutions coming in for Tonganoxie. They're going to take out two linebackers and add a couple extra linemen. That comes as a bit of a surprise to me, unless they feel like they can put some heat on Trey Carter, because you got a feeling that Atchison's going to start throwing the ball, I think, a little bit more, because they've really had some success putting the ball in the air.
Got a score update. We'll get you after this play.
Jaden Carter to the right side of Trey Carter. Trey is back to throw. He's going to be hit. Drug from behind. The ball pops out. And who's gotten it? Tonganoxie. Tonganoxie with a takeaway.
Trey ran into Jaden and fumbles the football. They were trying to go with the deep route. Nobody was open. And now, Atchison defense going to be asked to hold again right here.
And again, Tonganoxie is going to begin this series in field goal range. In a 50-50 ball game, 8.5 to play.
You talk about scoring 50 points. How about Jefferson County North defeating Olpe tonight, 52-0?
Congratulations to Coach Snyder and the Chargers. Atchison back on defense. A handoff this time to a new running back, Tanner Hand. I call him new. We've seen him a handful of times and not very many times. And
Tanner will work his way over to the left edge, getting about 7 on that first down run.
Yeah, you're trying to find a little bit of a change of pace right now. Colton Brusbin has been just a workhorse all night, but has slowed up a little bit here in the second half. Atchison's been able to corral him, and now a big gain right there will bring up a 2nd and 3 for Tonganoxie.
Backs on either side of McGraw on this second down call. Once again, it'll go to Hand. He pulls through the first defender, and that strong second effort will earn him the first down.
Yeah, they're going to put the ball right at the 5. It should make it 1st and goal. But instead, they're going to say he needs to get just inside the 5. It'll be, right now they've got it marked as 3rd, and what about the length of the football?
We've had a lot of short spots this evening. They're going to put it down just short of the 5-yard line. And you're spot on there, Gus. It is 3rd and, oh, very, very short. Which running back is going to take this thing straight ahead? Very long count. The handoff is going to go right side. And, again, leaning forward. And I think just driving and pushing, picking up the first down, is Carter Gilmore will make the Phoenix tackle. The first down is going to be gained, and it is 1st and 10, 1st and goal on the run by Tanner Hand. At what point does exhaustion set in? Because these teams have been up and down the field. I mean, they have gone so far tonight. 1st and goal at the 4. The pass. Again, they go to that fade, and it's intercepted. Is it caught? No, out of bounds. On the fade into the deep left corner, now it was picked off, and they're going to say it's out of play.
Yeah, Zamar in the back corner is saying, I caught it, and then knocked over the pylon, and the officials say, no, it's going to be an incomplete pass. Can I tell you, I expected Tonganoxie to go to the well, and I really expected it to end like that. Atchison has just been blanketing these receivers tonight.
Here we go, 2nd and goal for Tonganoxie from the 4. They'll go with a little wing to the right side. A little cross buck to run left by Hand, short of the goal line inside the 1.
That time, nice action to the right, run back to the left, and telling Hand was so close. They're going to quickly be back up over the football, 3rd and goal.
We saw Tonganoxie slow up the tempo. Now we've seen him pick up the tempo, and the quarterback will keep it himself, and he leans, and he dives, and he's into the end zone, touchdown. And Trevor McGraw will take it in himself with 6:22 to go in the game. And Tonganoxie goes in front 56-50. 6:22 left.
So that possession set up by a fumble by Atchison turns into 7 points for Tonganoxie.
Here comes McWilliams. This kid can absolutely kick the football. And this PAT, no exception. It's up and good. 6:22 to go in the game. We got another timeout after yet another score. With the break in the action, it is Tonganoxie 57, Atchison 50.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
With 6:22 to go in the ball game, Tonganoxie set to kick it away again, now leading at 57-50. And because we were just talking here during the break, this is not the final score.
I'm going to have to get a new pen for tomorrow afternoon.
Looking for Benedictin, I would take 57 for the Ravens right now. I don't know what Coach Osborne would agree with that. Here's the kick that will land in the end zone. It's found out the side, forcing a touchback.
That time they were going to go ahead and kick it deep and allow Zamar a chance at it, but did a great job of angling that thing to the pylon. It hit right at the goal line, kicked out, and so Atchison going to start this possession at the 20-yard line.
And for AHS and the Phoenix offense, they want a chance to make amends for that turnover on that previous possession that provided Tonganoxie with what the coaches call it, the short porch.
Short porch, baby.
Quarterback Trey Carter will hand off Jaden. No, he's going to throw it over to the left side. It's caught there by Jay-Z, and he's going to be wrapped up. That was a play that was good for a long touchdown for Tonganoxie earlier in the game. They ran that exact play, but this one is going to be stopped up after a short gain, second down 9. Temperature continues to plummet here this evening. Second down call, and straight ahead, Trey Carter will be across the 25-yard line, but short of the 30. Hutchinson will have a third down and about 3 calls. Clock is going to become an issue, though, with 5.5 to play. And Atchison back down a score. Jaden Carter to the left hand of Trey. Trey will keep it. Straight ahead. First down. 35-40. 45. Just short of the 50-yard line.
As Trey got back, he took that ball, ran it right into the middle, found a little bit of a void, got some easy running until he got to about the 46-yard line. All of a sudden, it started to get a little congested in there, put two hands on the football, and dives down at the 49.
20-plus yard run, and now on first down, Trey will throw to the left side. It's intercepted at the 40, at the 50, and pushed out of bounds on the far sideline. Looking over there for Jeter Purdy, and Jeter has to come back and make the defensive play.
Yeah, I mean, that was a tough pass. Like, it was on the left hash, and he's trying to throw it outside the right numbers. Ball's got to travel a long way through the air, just going to have to get a little behind it. It will be an interception, and for Atchison, the last two possessions, fumble, and now an interception.
For Tonganoxie, suddenly, that hurry-up offense, out the window. They're going to start taking their time. They're going to be very patient. They're going to be very deliberate, and with a first down at the Atchison 45-yard line and a 7-point lead, hand off left side, Tanner Hand. Hand has come into the game and really done a nice job because he gives Colton Bressman some rest, and on that first down run, picks up a dozen. Inside it goes, inside the 35-yard line of Atchison. Tonganoxie is going to have it at the 33, and another first and 10. Trevor McGraw walks over, takes a look at head coach Preston Troyer, brings the play back in, and all the while the clock clicking along now inside 4:40 to go. Tonganoxie might be in field goal range right here. That would be a killer. At the 33, McGraw waits for the back judge to start counting it down, and here we go. Snap is back, hand off to Hand, and he will go for a couple three, but you know what he also does? He stays in the field of play. Picks up a couple down at the, 30-yard line.
Yeah, and if you remember back to start the second half, Atchison burned one of their timeouts on an extra point. So now they only have 2 timeouts remaining, 4 minutes left in this contest, and you find yourself trailing by a score.
The AHS defense is going to have to come up big. And Tonganoxie is doing a nice job of time management. They're utilizing the clock, utilizing all they can of it. Tom Brown is going to come wide to the near side. Single receiver to the left. QB will keep it on a little misdirection. 30, 25, 20. He's going to score. Touchdown, Tonganoxie, but hold the phone. We got a blocking penalty way back here that will take that run off the board.
Yeah, the official's going to quickly call a holding against Tonganoxie. Wide receivers out there sometimes struggle with that block. So, it's going to be a holding against Tonganoxie. That thing's going to be at about the 25. Should back him up to the 35 and replay second down.
We were talking last week at the Beastie game how what a great job receiver Sean Wara did with the downfield blocking for the Ravens. And downfield blocking is such a big deal, but also done badly, it can also go kind of bad. It did right there for Tonganoxie, but for the Phoenix New Life. Second down and 13.
Did you do that on purpose?
Yeah.
Did you do it on purpose?
You like that?
Yeah, I did. So, with 3:33 left in the contest, it'll bring up now a second and 13 for the Chieftains.
57-50. Tonganoxie's got the lead. They got the football. Atchison's going to have to stop them. Here's Hand. Breaks the first tackle. Hit and down. Picking up a yard or two. Did not get away from Miles Greenlee. And we're going to get a timeout. Atchison looking to save some time. This is a good one. We'll take it at a 3:24 to go in the game. It remains Chieftains 57, Phoenix 50.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Coming out of the timeout, it'll bring up a third down 10 for Tonganoxie. They lead 57-50 here at Amelia Earhart Stadium. Phoenix fans on their feet rallying. The Aces in defense for this huge third down call. Quarterback Trevor McGraw. Four players in the pattern. Back to throw. Looking over the middle, and it's caught at the 20-yard line. A clutch first down catch on the left side by Isaiah Holthouse.
Yeah, that time Isaiah Holthouse just ran up the sideline, curls back, catches it right over the outstretched hands of a linebacker, and that's going to be a first down, 3 minutes and 10 seconds left in this contest. And for Tonganoxie, the big thing is they can run some time, but they're definitely in field goal range now at the 20-yard line.
And again, Atchison is down to one timeout remaining. 255, 254, zipping along. Chieftains coming into the game at 8-2. Snap is back. Hand off again. We'll go to Hand. And again, with no room to advance the ball, he has the wherewithal to remember to stay in play.
Yeah, he did a good job right there of getting down inbound. No gain on the play. Now we're down to 2.5 minutes left. It's a 2nd and 10 for Tonganoxie. A first down will salt this thing away. But definitely, we talked about it. They are within field goal range now. You know me, I don't trust kickers hardly ever. But it will be a 2nd and 10. 2:10 left in this thing.
Rusvin hasn't carried the ball much at all here in the fourth quarter, but he will carry it here. Start right, cut left, puts his head down and pushes forward to the 15. Still well short of the first down as Atchison will use its last time out of the game. Taking a break, Joseph, 2:01 left. Tonganoxie 57, Atchison 50.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Atchison, Oskaloosa, and Effingham. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
One to go in the ball game. Welcome back. Atchison, Kansas is the site of this one here tonight. Class 4A postseason high school football week. High school football week, what, 10? 11? 11. Atchison coming in at 10-0. Tonganoxie coming in tonight 8-2 out of the Frontier League. It is a third down 5. Chieftain straight ahead. There's the first down that's going to salt this thing away. It goes all the way down to the 5-yard line. Carried down there by Bruskin. And Tonganoxie Gus is going to come away with a stunning and impressive road win here tonight.
Yeah, they did a lot of really good things tonight. You know, especially here in the second half where kind of felt like they ran out of gas at times in the second half because Atchison came out, boom, they hit the touchdown. the eighth possession, a one play touchdown. But then the safety, and then here in the fourth quarter, you start to look at the last three possessions of the ball game. They started the fourth with a touchdown, started strong. Then a fumble and an interception have led to a field goal, touchdown, and then this one will end the game right here.
We're going to go to the diamond formation, even though they're inside the 5-yard line. And that's going to do it. Your final score tonight here at Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas. Tonganoxie, 57, Atchison, 50. And we'll be back to summarize it for you after this.
Thanks for listening to your local high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring the Highland Community College Drive Summary right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Back with you here at Amelia Earhart Stadium, where tonight the Atchison Phoenix tremendous 2023 football season winds down. As Beth Tonganoxie came to town, and there were no shortage of points. There were no shortage of exciting big plays, tons of yards. Game went back and forth. It's very entertaining. You talked about it in the third quarter that the worst part is somebody's got to lose this game, and tonight, it was Tonganoxie coming out on top, 57-50.
Yeah, I think we talked about it before the game that it needed to be, you know, or it was probably going to be the first team to 40. And then all of a sudden we pushed up and we're like 50, and then you thought maybe to 60. Well, Tonganoxie knocked on the door at 57 tonight. But Atchison, 50 points, they were able to, you know, fight out of a couple spots where they just hadn't been this season, right? They trailed at the half, what was it, 35-27. But then the second half they came out, scored quickly on a 17-yard run by Zamar Hernandez, and then hit the two-point conversion to Jeter Purdy. Tied that thing up at 35. Then the scoring kind of went back and forth. You saw a 41-yard field goal, a 29-yard field goal. You saw a safety tonight. And really, for Atchison, wow, what a season. I mean, a lot of teams would love to win 10 games. You're going to finish the year at 10-1, and yeah, I mean, it's always tough to lose. You're going to look back. You're going to say, man, I wish I could have, but you're always going to say that. Every team in the state of Kansas is going to say that, except for the one that hoists the trophy here in a few weeks.
Yep, and because we have to, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the great seniors on this team with Jeter Purdy and Trey Carter for Atchison. Zamar Hernandez, Anthony Cody is senior for Atchison. You've also got Levante McGowan, Tanner Kane, Carter Gilmore, Chris Wentz-Owens, Taylen Heiston, all the seniors on the AHS roster. And also, we got to thank Coach Smith, has been so great to us this year. Of course, Mr. Lukenhoff, the AD here, are the administration at 4-9. They've been, you know, very, very warm and embracing for us, and you know, we've got to t- tip the hat to all of them and all the people who made this season possible, and to the fans who've been able to enjoy a memorable, memorable year. They'll be talking about this one forever.
Yeah, this is one of those teams that you keep talking about and you say, man, that senior class, all the spectacular things that they did. And it's tough, right?
It's things tonight.
You're going to look back on it, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not in a couple weeks, but you're going to be able to look back at this team and say, wow, the season that they had. And I tell you, we had a lot of fun watching this team all season, and it was just a spectacular ride for all these seniors. And again, this is a team where you do it again.
I want to thank everybody that's involved in letting us come up here and making our time here so pleasant and enjoyable. Thanks to everybody here so very much. Tomorrow here on K-Radio. Wow, we've got football and basketball. How about that?
Thank you.
Benedict and Raven football, 12:45 at a pregame with a 1 o'clock kickoff at the Wilcox Stadium. Ravens and Mid-America, longtime rivals, and a battle for the conference crown. And then, right after that one, we're going to hot foot down to the Nolan Gymnasium, as it will be the Benedictine guys and a 5 o'clock tilt down there. So we're going to have football and then men's college basketball right after that. Big day here for sports tomorrow on K-Radio. I want to thank you for having me join us. Encourage you to stick around for the high school football scoreboard show. And until we greet you tomorrow, final score again here tonight, it was Tonganoxie 57, Atchison 50. For Joseph, our producer engineer in the studio, and Gus Counts with me here in the booth. Tom Counts, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date on your favorite high school football team and all local sports at our regional website, mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.